Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast. You're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. It's just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
And let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks. Met ourselves, grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, you, if you do that, you grab yourself and...
thank you. Bye.
Now there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh, whoops, my phone fell off.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Can't stop the rock.
Stellar job today, I might add.
The rock you can't stop.
La 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 la.
Stop the rock you can't
stop. Can we activate the back computer?
That sounds like a good idea.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
La 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 la.
Check my paranoia.
Stop the rock.
Check my paranoia.
Advised.
Hold on, there you go, Robbie.
How are you doing?
Mr. and Mrs. Miss Missy Miss and all the ships at sea.
What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
When the river runs red, they still don't take the dirt road. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, October 17th.
Ouch. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Buzz Burbank here.
Hold on, Buzz. 877-365-3636. That's your phone number.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank
that's
here.
That's right. Hi. Hi. Wow, okay. Kind of overran the music today.
Yeah. It was a very festive opening of the show.
Overran it. Well, all I can say is,
what's up, Doc? How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you?
I believe that based on research that I've done with family and friends,
yes,
I believe that the Shaq and Dennis feature has fallen into the Elvis to Elvis category.
I see.
A bit that only you and I seem to enjoy and find funny.
So many of those over the years, but, you know, once in a while we have to be selfish.
You're entitled.
Yeah, and I won't name any names, but Frida was one of the people last night.
Condemning it?
Last night I got home, and at one point I just turned to her and I said,
what's up, Doc?
And she said, what?
How are you doing?
She said, why do you think that's funny? And I said, I don't know, but I think it's funny, and Mike thinks it's funny. And she said, well, I don't think it's funny, and I know a lot of people who like everything on the show, they don't think it's funny. And I went,
what's up, Doc? How are you doing?
So I'm afraid it may fall into one of those categories, and it just has to be double T, T squared, tough, tough tay, itty tays, that... it's going to be a part of the show. I don't know how often, but Shaq and Dennis will live much as Elvis do Elvis live.
I have a beverage question for you.
Yeah.
I want to find out if there's any kind of controversy going on before the show.
A controversy?
I normally have a Diet Cool Nest tea, and I said to Joe, are we all out? And he said, yeah, we're all out. I said, well, then why don't you get me one of those new Diet Nilla Cokes? And he goes, now hold on a second. Wait a minute. He says, yeah, no problem. I said, we've got those here, right? He said, yeah, we've got those here. Then suddenly, he came down, and there was this shuffle, and he said, wait a minute. And then he brought in a Diet Cherry Coke, a beverage which I find foul, I don't care for, and looked at me and said, we don't have any. And I was curious as to whether the fact is that we don't have any, or is there a giant stockpile that is only going to you?
This is a fresh bottle in front of me of Diet Vanilla Coke. I'm doing the Vanna White thing with my hand.
A beverage which I said to you the other day, which I think for the first time ever, we share a like for that particular
beverage.
But, Mike,
I discovered it, though.
Yes.
I discovered it.
What does that mean? What is that?
I mean, I have squatters. I have squatters' rights.
So no one in the studio.
No. You
will be allowed.
You may have it. You certainly it's your right to drink it, to enjoy it.
Right.
But there are a limited amount of bottles of this beverage in the building now. I've taken the majority of them home.
So well, then we need Joe in here to explain just how many bottles, how many you require for an entire broadcast. And would, in fact, the stockpile today be limited to what you will consume during the broadcast?
Can't you drink something besides what I drink?
Well, I drink when I get... see...
Hold on. Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
I found some Diet Nest tea.
There you go.
In the corner of the office.
Good. Well, I'm so glad you're calling on the phone.
Okay.
I guess that's Mike's way of saying run it down here.
Okay.
That's good. Diet Cool Nest tea?
What?
Diet Cool Nest Tea, Joe?
Let me look. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
You know what?
Bye-bye.
He's got a disease, and it's eating his brain out.
Oh, come on. He is.
No, he's not retarded.
Slowly, but he's losing brain function each day that goes by.
I apologize. I'm selfish. I'm hoarding. You know how I am when I get something I like.
It's shocking to me sometimes that America's dumbest millionaire,
yes,
who could build a home built out of Diet Vanilla Coke.
But it's hard to find right now. It's only in a certain number of stores.
As is my beverage, Diet Cool Nest Tea. And you know what I would mention? I believe both products come to us from the Coca-Cola bottling.
You know what I would say? And I mean no offense. I don't think we share the same passion, though,
no,
for the beverage. And that's why I am protective of it, because I know you could go with, for a while, you're on Mountain Dew, then you're on Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you would go to Pepsi One.
Right.
Then you would go to, I mean,
yeah,
with me, it's like...
You got a valid point.
It's the shake and bake thing. It was either... All I drank was Diet Cherry Coke. Now all I'm going to drink is Diet Vanilla Coke.
And I mean, that's all you drink.
That's it.
That's all you drink all day.
That's it. Yeah, that's correct.
Lunch, dinner, breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. And here is Joe with your beverage, Mike.
Thank you, Joe. And you found it.
Yeah, well, we're having a little problem with time management because of my new duties of running the Best Of. So I have no time. I've got like 3 minutes to go pour drinks and stuff.
Well, you know what, Joe?
What happened to our other guy?
He had a DUI.
Okay, well, he'll be back soon.
You mean the new intern?
What, from jail?
No, there's other things like, going on.
Joe, I can pour that. Please, man. Now, you know, you don't have to do that.
Mike, he simply is being a gentleman's gentleman.
And I appreciate that. It makes me uncomfortable.
The new intern,
thank you so much, Joe.
After one day on the show, got a DUI, so he can't drive to work anymore.
Well, you know, Lisa brought that up. I mean, Joe is... you know, running the board, and there's usually, you know, there was downtime where he could get stuff.
You know, I never thought I would say this, but I believe we're going to have to hire an assistant for Joe.
Mike just choked on his beverage.
I believe that, Joe, you have progressed up the Don and Mike food chain to the point where you...
So you're going to have an assistant.
Joe, you need an assistant.
Look at him jumping up and down.
To help you with the little details.
Just the little ones.
Just the little ones.
And you know, is that whatever that thing is, that's that condition you have, like when it's all gone, your assistant will be able to help you, like, do everything.
I was telling Rob before the show that when I was a kid, I got minus in my column for using time wisely.
No.
Poor time management skills.
Shocked.
Isn't it nice that we're all in here, though?
Look at this. We're all here. We're all in the studio right now.
Somebody crank the AC. It's hot in here when you get, like, eight people in this room.
It's too
darn hot.
Just too
darn
hot. All right, well, thank you to Joseph. Thank you, Joe, for the beverages. Yes, Lee.
While we are on the beverages, this is our last 12-pack of Diet Cool Nest Tea. Now, this was brought to us by listeners.
He's going to get mad. He's going to get mad at
what I'm going to say. Well, this is what I'm saying.
I'm not going to get mad.
You're going to get mad.
I'm not going to get mad.
I don't like it as much anymore.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But, Don, what we need to know from you is, A, are you going to completely switch over from Diet Cherry Coke to Diet Vanilla Coke?
Yes.
Okay, so when Rob, Joe, and I do beverages, or Rob and Joe, or whomever.
I know a lot of you listening right now wonder,
who are these two prima donna apps?
How does a radio show like the Don and Mike show manage to get on the air every day? What are some of the behind-the-scenes meetings that happen to bring you this level of radio every day? Ladies and gentlemen, we are pulling back the curtain right now.
Here it is.
To show you.
This also begs another question, though.
Yes.
We always keep some regular Diet Coke as your safety net in case local merchants run out of Diet Cherry Coke.
So now the Diet Cherry Coke becomes the safety net cola
and
taste the Diet Vanilla Coke is
really
on hand.
That's all we needed to know.
Now, Mike, what is your beverage of choice now?
He's not going to like this, but I'd like my safety net to be the Diet Cool Nest Tea.
Okay.
And I would like the regular beverage to be Diet Vanilla Coke.
No.
Okay, now
wait.
Okay,
you know that I have one 12-ounce bottle or can a day of whatever the beverage is, and then the rest is my Evian spring water.
It's my individuality, though, that we're talking about.
Why can you not accept the fact that you're drinking a beverage that other people enjoy as well?
I don't mind that other people enjoy it as well.
It's me.
It's you. Well, I got to sit across from you for 4 hours a day and look at you. And one
then
thing...
I'll have someone put it in a cup so you don't have to see it.
Well, then I'll know it, though.
Yeah.
But I'll know it. Why can't you find something else? You know what I mean? It's like if there's one girl out there.
All right, you know what? I'll try yours. I'll try your Mountain Dew Diet Code Red.
Pepsi product, yeah.
Diet Red.
Yeah, Diet Code Red. Yeah.
Okay, so then here's how
no
you do it.
No Shasta. Thank you very much.
I believe that Rob...
RC.
What?
Tab.
Cherry Smash. Ooh.
Diet Sunkist.
Knee-high.
Who am I?
Schultz?
Wink.
Mike, if you like a bottle a day, why not? Go ahead. My early gift to you this holiday season.
All right, tomorrow bring me a can of the Diet Vanilla and a can of the Diet Code Red.
Diet Vanilla only comes in bottle.
A bottle of the Diet Vanilla and a can of the Diet Code Red, and I'm going to do a little taste check.
All back in here now.
About Faygo. Faygo. Joe came all the way in here just to say Faygo.
All right, everybody. Whatever you like, Mike. If you'd like
Thank you.
If you'd like to share my beverage, just Give me the props when you speak about your love of Diet Vanilla Coke.
You created this. This is your original, and I want to taste it over ice. I want to see
how it is. Well, and who am I to say? For goodness sakes, you're my best buddy, of course.
Thank you.
If you would like...
Thank you.
And make sure it only gets one bottle a day.
Understood.
If you would like one bottle a day...
One bottle is all I require.
...of this nectar, it's yours.
That is all I require.
Take this off of your tab? Like, I know that, you know, you pay for your own beverages.
So here's part of the deal, Mike.
Oh, I'll pay for it.
I always pay for my beverages.
I'll pay for it.
When these guys go to the grocery store to buy my soda pop.
Yeah, pay for it with a little something extra for delivery charge.
All right.
Well, really?
Yeah, there you go.
Done and done.
Then I'll take care of that, Mike.
There you go, baby.
Done and done.
You have a nice day now.
Done and done.
Take care.
Agreed. Besides, I know you, and you have a short attention span when it comes to beverages.
Soft drinks, I do not. I don't linger on any particular.
Nah, you'll get sick of it after a while. So for now, yes, let's share it together.
I'm not, I'm not that big a soft drink aficionado. I prefer, hard stuff.
The hard stuff. Let's share the love.
What, right?
How foolish!
I think that's a good idea.
Let's share it. You get one bottle a day and enjoy it.
You know that Diet Vanilla Coke might taste mighty good if you splashed a little Irish whiskey in it. Might taste like one of those foo-foo, drinks you get, like coffees.
Sure might. Yeah, it might also taste good with a little vodka. I mean, it might.
Tell it's Thursday. The weekend's already here.
Can't wait.
Anyway, hi. Welcome to the show.
That's how we open our show today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to apply to be Joe's assistant.
Listen, everybody does, but I want to tell you what we're going to be doing. We're going to be going to various, I don't want to call them nut houses. Where do you keep, where does the society keep?
Halfway houses.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Those members of society who perhaps...
Group home.
Group home, even better.
Mental health facility.
We will be... assisted
living.
We will be going to all the rubber rooms in the area to find someone who's just Forrest Gump, like Joe... Forrest Gump, borderline...
Is the prerequisite of the individual has to be dumber than Joe?
Yeah. Because otherwise...
So the person has to be dumber than Joe and not really challenged.
So we're talking about Joe's...
Small window.
Joe's IQ is about 75. So we're looking for someone with an IQ about... I'd say we can only go as low as maybe 65.
Yeah, and that's pushing it.
Because below 65, that's where we're going to have problems with maintenance hygiene.
Yeah, absolutely. Seepage.
Any age limits?
Hold on a second.
It'd be nice to bring in a senior.
I'm getting an instant message from Lisa here.
That's always true.
Diego, the intern with the DUI, will be back in November.
Wow, that's a long time away.
Long time. I don't know.
2 weeks.
All right, we'll work on it. Thank you. Listen, get your letter into us right away, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Godspeed, Diego. Sorry about your bad luck.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
What's up, Don?
No.
How are you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What is up, Doctor?
Hi there.
In the Washington Post today, police give advice on how people can stay safe in the Washington area. And one of the suggestions is when moving outside, walk briskly in a zigzag pattern.
Yes. Are you messing me?
Seriously, zigzag.
A14 in today's...
It was in the front section of the Post today.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Well, that's in the police, too.
Well, there's no...
Really walk briskly in a zigzag pattern?
The police want you to walk briskly in a zigzag pattern. Don't be outside if you don't have to be. And also, when you're gassing up, crouch down low between your car and the gas pump.
Somebody was telling me on the elevator that he actually witnessed somebody crouching down behind their car.
Yeah, he read the paper then.
When you were out last night, did you walk home in a zigzag pattern?
Yeah, I did, but it had nothing to do with the Post. Or the police instructions.
You know what my wife said today? Someone told her she's going out of the house. It's cloudy today. It's not rainy. It's cloudy.
Right.
She's just going to carry an umbrella with her. And I said, why are you going to carry an umbrella? She said, so as I walk from my car to the store, and as I walk from the store back to the car, my head is covered. And I said, well, the guy's...
By an umbrella?
Yeah, by an umbrella. I said, the guy has shot most of the people in the body.
Yes.
He's only, sniper's only got a couple people in the head, but that was her plan today. And I say, Godspeed to you, Frida. I say, bravo to you.
Bravo to you.
Bravo to you out there with your parasol, with your umbrella. And she was concerned because she was going to a shopping center that had one of those Michaels,
right.
the art store.
Right.
And I heard the most ridiculous theory of all from one of my dumbass neighbors last night. You know, this is why I really shouldn't have a radio show. But because I can't help it when people say stuff to me that is so overtly stupid and moronic.
It damages relationships,
doesn't
it?
Even though I'm not going to mention the name of the neighbor, I know it's going to get back to the neighbor. And
you were
neighbor,
talking about him.
The neighbor's going to be mad at me. But
him or her?
Him. Here is that we're having the discussion about the sniper and the discussion about the media. And he comes up with this brilliant theory. He says, I'm convinced that it is terrorism.
Okay.
And I said, oh, really? I mentioned, I said, Mike has thought that from day one.
Yeah, that's been my theory.
I'm hearing some other people say that. Why do you think it's terrorism? He says, well, think about this now. Whoever's doing the shooting is a master marksman. They could have killed every person, but they haven't. How many shootings have there been? I said, 11. How many people have been killed? 9. I said, 9. 11. Do you get it?
Oh,
9-11. That's the calling. And the guy was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what happens when the next person gets shot?
When he shot that 13-year-old, he shot him just so.
Yeah, right.
So that he'd survive.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's,
come
that's,
on.
That's what the guy was saying.
What a bunch of crap.
I said, what happens, you know, God forbid, when the next person gets shot? And this neighbor of mine, the guy, you know, another one of these book smart guys
right.
that lives on my street, all of these champions of industry, says to me, there will be no more shootings. That they are done now because 9-11. And keep in mind that the last shooting was on Columbus Day, which was a major United States holiday.
Oh, please.
And as I started to dismiss him, and I went, okay, you know, whatever, Mr.
Somebody's thinking too much.
Mr. CEO, the last thing he says to me is, listen, mark my words, if it's going to happen again, it'll be on Veterans Day.
Oh, God.
And I said, where are you coming up with this stuff? Right. Where are you getting this stuff? He said, it's what I hear.
Bit of a stretch.
It's what I hear. I said, yeah. I wanted to say, you know what I hear? I hear a voice that says, get out of my house. That's what I hear. Get out.
A mutual friend of ours who is a master of the shooting arts explained to me that, you know, they're doing all this stuff about the expert marksman,
right.
military sniper training, when, in fact, your average, like, active hunter who hunts a lot could do any of this with the technology of the scopes and the kind of guns they have, that this could be done by, is it somebody who's a cool cucumber who is able to,
nice
you know,
to know that there's a guy working here. I won't divulge his identity, but
right.
the guy who works here at the station, nice to know there's a guy here at the station who's thought this through.
Yeah.
Says
that it could be any hunter.
Just about anybody could do it.
Anybody that, like, knows firearms could, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily the scary trained sniper who was discharged from the military. I mean,
interesting.
I believe any theory.
Now makes me think that this guy Mike was talking to, a guy we both know, he's a suspect now. In my mind, he's a suspect.
You know, what I think, any theory that opens it up more, I buy.
That's good at this
Because
point.
I really think that one of the things we shouldn't do, and I don't think the police want us to do, is to narrow it down too much.
Right.
Yeah. I think they want us to...
Then go with my dumb neighbor's theory that it's all over now because of
that's
9-11.
That's narrowing it down ridiculously.
9-11.
Wow.
And keep in mind, this guy goes to work every day and has command of hundreds of people, wears a suit, drives a fancy car. You know, what a dumbass. lead story today. Lead story. Buzz, I don't want to chastise you 2 days in a row.
Okay.
Because I felt that yesterday the thing with the receipts got out of hand.
Uh-huh.
But let me say I am disappointed in you as a newsman.
What did I omit?
That you did not find this story as I did today on MSNBC.com.
Okay.
I hate it when I have to do your job for you, Buzz.
I know.
I can't wait to hear this.
MSNBC.com reports that LaToya Jackson's former husband has written a book called The Jackson Family.
Okay, right.
That has many passages about Michael.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, about the time when he was in the backyard of the Jackson family in 1986.
Yeah. In the backyard.
When he saw Michael Jackson set his pet monkey on fire.
Oh, my God.
As a voodoo ritual. He also saw Michael Jackson punch and kick Bubbles. And Michael's quote was, "He doesn't feel it. He's a chimpanzee."
I saw this story.
And why did you not bring this to our attention?
Actually, I saw this story 2 or 3 weeks ago. And when I first saw it, I also read comments from a number of people who know this guy, this crazy guy that LaToya Jackson's married to. Both of them are a little loopy, LaToya and her husband. And nobody believes any of this. Even those of us who think the worst of Michael Jackson don't think he set a monkey on fire.
How many times do we have this discussion? You let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
It's on MSNBC.com.
Right.
It's there presented as a news item to all of America. I saw it there tonight. Michael Jackson burns monkey.
Sets his chimp on fire.
See, it's my job to filter out stuff like that and bring you stories of giant birds terrorizing Alaska.
Now, listen, I'll give you your props on that.
That was a wonderful story.
You were way out in front on that one yesterday.
Yes. MSNBC will have that in 2 or 3 weeks.
Anytime, Buzz, you see Michael Jackson sets his monkey on fire, Michael Jackson kicks and punches Bubbles, and then says, quote, "He doesn't feel it. He's a chimpanzee." Well, you gotta bring that to our attention.
Well, in my opinion, it's that pattern Buzz has had for his entire career of protecting the Jackson family.
And also, this guy says he saw Michael Jackson inject himself many times with a fluid, and then Michael Jackson would say, "I'm getting lighter."
Yes.
Ah,
that I believe.
So there
that part I believe.
That's the legend.
I don't think he needs anything to get lighter.
I'm flipping around to all the websites, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. Uh-huh. The headline jumps out.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson sets monkey on fire.
Oh,
and right away I thought, well, now, you know, my newsman, my esteemed newsman of 20-some years,
would
have this information for us.
You know, Michael Jackson setting a monkey on fire.
And beating his monkey up.
My God.
Who cares
whether it's true?
And I love Michael's response. Well, he doesn't feel it. He's a chimpanzee.
He doesn't feel it.
You beat him up, you kick him, you punch
Fantastic.
Him. You set him on fire.
Right.
That's great. All right, Buzz. Next time maybe I'll just shoot you an instant message or something.
Watch that terminology, please.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Or maybe if I see a story like that, I can just forward it to you because, like I said, the reason I passed it over is I and a lot of other people felt it had no credibility.
Oh, I feel that's so
now, credibility. Now, I brought you 100 stories about Michael Jackson.
I know, but this is a really good one, though.
Right.
This might be one of the best. Sets his monkey on fire in a voodoo ritual?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Buzz.
Okay. I mean, you only pick out the stories that have credibility?
I try to.
Right. How many times do we have to have this discussion? That's mistake. Absolute mistake, Buzz.
Hello. Did you follow that policy the day you were in the hot tub?
I don't remember that day.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, he was a bad monkey. He just needed a spanking. Hey, guys, I watched The Contender in the Boiler Room last week on your recommendation. I was wondering if you guys have any more recommendations of movies.
You like both of them?
Yeah, they're pretty good, especially The Contender.
Yeah, The Contender is an awesome movie.
It is.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
I think
the movie, the ending of it was a little cheesy, but it still was a good movie.
Well, the two movies that are out a long time that were recommended to me, I think, by Don and Lisa are Swingers. Mm-hmm. And Made, and they come in a box set. It's a really good value.
Fantastic.
And both movies are very, very good. They're both Jon Favreau movies, and I recommend them highly.
And my recommendation would be a little-known film called Chairman of the Board, starring Carrot Top. And it is fantastic. It's a laugh riot. It's on HBO.
I'd rush out and buy that one right now.
HBO constantly. Like every time I turn on the goddamn channel 501, there it is, Chairman of the Board.
And are there any other Carrot Top films that are out there?
Are there any other Carrot Top films?
I videotaped the 1-800 commercials.
There is another one out there.
Especially the one where he's in the hockey uniform.
I like the ones where he's a cheerleader. But then again, to each his own. That's why he is the great Carrot Top.
Well, the thing about that is I believe Carrot Top likes the ones where he's a cheerleader, too.
How do you like the work of Shore?
Paulie?
Paulie?
Yeah.
Encino Man, Son-in-Law, In the Army Now.
Oh, man.
Jury Duty.
Jury Duty, okay.
What a filmography.
Really. Touché, Rob.
Hey, indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Your son-in-law.
Well, hold on. I didn't have you on the air there. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
How are you today?
You know, I am so mad at all of you. I am the most pissed off person in the world right now.
Hold on.
Wait by your phone.
Settle down. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Green Bay.
All right, why are you upset?
Well, I'll tell you what. I drove to Las Vegas in June specifically looking for Diet Vanilla Coke. Could I find it? I even drove in a serpentine pattern, and I couldn't find it. I drove all the way back through Wyoming, South Dakota, Mount Rushmore.
Now, hold on. He's trying to do some kind of comedy bit with us.
I have no idea where he's going with this.
About zigzagging, right?
You have Diet Vanilla Coke.
Yes, I do. I'm positive you could go to the Walmart right there in Green Bay and find it.
No, I can't. It's not here.
Go to Shopko. It's there.
I've been to Target. It's not there.
Why don't they distribute this everywhere? I don't understand. Why is there a hesitancy? What's that?
Create urgency.
The first rule of sales, create urgency.
Well, you know, I remember back in the day when I first discovered Diet Cherry Coke was when we were in Minneapolis.
I thought it's when you were in Bedford Falls.
No. It was when you and I were in Minneapolis for a Super Bowl.
Right.
And the weather was awful, and I went down to a little deli, and I saw the first time I saw the old-fashioned style can,
right.
The white can with the purple, and I said, oh, my God, Diet Cherry Coke, because I loved Cherry Coke when I was a kid.
Right.
And I remember
the kind you get at the soda fountain.
I came back screaming about it, and at that time it was only available in, I guess, Minneapolis and parts of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the answer is you just have to wait your turn.
It's coming.
Is it coming?
It's coming.
Okay, well, hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Could you give me some dope? I'm really jonesing.
That's coming also.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I'd like to apply for the position of Joe Odinger's assistant.
Now, this is the guy who always calls and says we need more Joe on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Joe's big fan.
Perfect.
You're his advocate.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve Joe the way he needs to be taken care of.
Why would you be a good assistant for Joe? Consider this your job interview.
Because.
Very good.
We need more than that.
Well, that for Joseph's system, that's a pretty strong
perfect.
One.
Maybe you're right. Hold on. I'll leave you on hold, and Joe can get your information. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
You need to try that Stovall's vanilla vodka.
What is it? What kind of vodka is it?
Your Diet Cherry Coke.
We need to try what kind of vanilla vodka?
It's Stovall's vanilla vodka.
Named after the Anchorman in Baltimore. Stan Stovall's vanilla vodka.
In your Diet Cherry Coke.
All right, thanks, my friend.
That's a good drink.
I think with all the pressure everybody's been under around Washington, I think there's kind of a party theme on the phone today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
People want that.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How are you, fellas?
Yeah.
Hey, I love listening to you. Me and my girlfriend out here in Wisconsin. You guys make me feel like 1,000 miles ain't that far away.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Downtown. Listen, Mike.
Yeah.
Don't fix your nose, man. You're a hockey player like me. That's character. Girls love that news.
I ain't doing it. So I'm going to take your advice. I'm not getting it fixed.
Hey, love, you got a couple stick marks across there?
No, but I got about a little dent.
All right, don't fix it, because girls love that character. Now that you're divorced, you're like my age. See, I'm not like you guys. I've never been married.
Right, you're a professional bachelor.
Lucky man.
Professional bachelor, I'm giving you guys a tip. Listen, you know what else you guys could do? Get the list from the Washington Post. And make
Hold on a second. Anybody else having problems hearing this guy?
Yeah, I wish you'd speak up.
A little weak.
No, really. Could you speak up a little bit, please?
I'm calling from Wisconsin. How are you going to hear me?
You're going to have to speak up. I'm getting every other word. You're calling from...
You know what he might want to do, and this will clear it up.
Right.
Put the phone down and then walk to the other side of the room and talk at the same volume you're talking at.
I'm walking with the phone as I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but just put the phone down and then just say what you need to say from the other side of the room. Put the phone down and walk away.
All right,
go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Listen, fellas.
All right, now we can understand you. Yeah.
Get that Washington Post list about how to avoid the sniper and turn it into an exercise tape. How's that?
Hey, very good.
Right. I need you to walk about 20 paces further, though.
Well, guess what? If I walk into the fireplace. We just lit a fire out here. That's how cold it is.
What's the temperature out there?
It's like 38 right now.
Wow.
Where in Wisconsin are you?
Right outside Madison, a little town called Sun Prairie.
We're supposed to get it's supposed to get down to the 30s around Washington.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
all right, there.
Get rid of West Niles for you.
Yeah,
it
will.
All right, guys. I love you. We love you.
Hey, you call. You call back anytime.
I'll call. Well, I'll be back east. I grew up in South Philadelphia, so I'll be back east a lot this winter. First time in 15 years.
All right, Jesus.
You go right ahead.
Call us.
Goodbye.
I'm really a redneck Italian.
I know. Well, huh. No kidding.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, I wish you lived around here.
Don and Mike
so shy.
Hello.
Hello, this is Voodoo, and you're the priestess Ava K. Jones from New Orleans.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a very upsetting call about something with Michael Jackson. Tell me what's going on.
Well, did somebody put up the note pest strip today? What's
I don't know.
On?
I love it, though. Yeah. It's a great show when we get these calls unscreened.
What happened?
Well, what the hell is wrong with you?
Now, what are you, a voodoo lady?
No, I am the foremost authority on voodoo in this country. I'm voodoo priestess Ava K. Jones from New Orleans.
Yes, really? And I read a story on MSNBC today that Michael Jackson, in a voodoo ritual, set his chimpanzee on fire.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the story said, ma'am.
You know, you have to take everything you read with a grain of salt. But I
tell me something you don't know.
Tell you, as a native New Orleanian and an authentic voodoo priestess, that is not what we do.
Are you really a voodoo priestess?
Yes, sir, I am. I do rituals every, Halloween in Congo Square. You know, I've been on all kinds of things, Unsolved Mysteries. I have a big ritual going on Halloween.
If I give you some names... Could you do some stuff to people?
Only for good things. I don't do evil. That's voodoo.
I thought that's what voodoo was all about.
No, voodoo is a religion, sir. You know, it's spirituality of the African slaves that became mixed with Catholicism.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't voodoo in some religious sects there? Forget it.
You're out of your depth.
Don't you like put pins in dolls and make people die?
No. Shrugging
hands.
The stuff I've done on TV, you see, that's exactly what it's not about.
You know, one of the greatest voodoo things that I heard a long time ago is, I think I mentioned this on the air. Someone said if you really hate somebody, what you do is you get a bunch of little pieces of paper, and you write their name on a piece of paper, tiny, and you put them in an ice cube tray. Then you fill it up with water, and you put it in the freezer.
Right.
And then the whole time that those ice cubes are in there frozen, you're putting bad voodoo on whoever the person is.
No, wait, hold on. If that's hoodoo, that's not voodoo.
That's hoodoo.
And I've heard of that ritual, and it's done to control.
Who do that? Who do that now?
Well, anyway, let me tell y'all, if y'all want to learn something really good, I'm doing a big thing.
Who do that?
I'm going to tell you Halloween is my birthday, and that's the truth, okay?
Now, who do that? I said, who do that?
All right, but anyway.
Who do that?
Hey, can you...
If y'all want to learn more...
What's up, dog?
Dial me or call me on our website, voodoo...
How you doing?
VoodooNation.com.
What's up, dog?
And learn all about what voodoo is and what's going on Halloween.
Can you put a good spell on this show?
Sir, only for good things. I'll tell you who
put a good spell on our radio show.
I said put a good thing on our radio show.
We need to have huge
monsters. But y'all need to stop saying that voodoo is a bad thing. You see, that's how you curse yourself.
Listen, Carney, can you or can you not put a positive voodoo spell on the show?
Yes, I can, but you got to cooperate.
All right, well, then go ahead. Do it.
We're cooperating right now. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm going to bless your show for is the dissemination of wisdom about what voodoo is.
Now, what I want you to do is get the voodoo gods to give us great ratings.
Well, I think you already got that. You got me to call in, right?
Oh, God, you are a handful.
Jesus. We need more than you,
Cuddy. I bless y'all with great ratings, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
About voodoo.
Thank Bye-bye. You, priestess.
Sir. Thank you, bless.
Say hi to the bearded lady for me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Say hi to Dr. Duty for me.
You know, as much as she was difficult, you know, we really didn't want to be too mean to her.
Oh, Garnies. No.
You always got to keep that open.
That's Garnies. Hello, last call. Not a Mike show. Hi.
Happy 25th anniversary to Marty Bass.
Are you kidding? Has Marty Bass been on Channel 13 in Baltimore for 25 years?
Today, officially. October 17th, 25 years ago.
I thought that might just be one of his toupees.
Well, I know that I speak on behalf of everybody with the Don and Mike show.
This is Marty Bass.
When I say happy anniversary to Marty Bass,
hey, it's a toast to the town.
And if I could say anything to Marty, I'd say, Marty, this is Don speaking right now.
I'd like to meet you down at Polog Johnny's ass. You got such a big heart on. Every time we talk like this about you on our show, it's kind of a tribute, Marty.
Marty Bass and his brother Lance Bass. They're the toast of the town. Lance Bass wants to go into space. Screw that, I say, let's send Marty Bass.
And Marty Bass in the space station.
He's his gigantic bald head with a naked eye without a telescope.
Hello up there, Marty Bass in space.
This is Marty Bass on the moon.
Hey, that's great. I can see the Brownhouse Seltzer Tower.
Happy anniversary to Marty Bass.
I'm Marty Bass in my spacesuit, floating around with a tether.
Good morning on Eyewitness News. This is Marty Bass.
Hey, I can see you down there with my satellite, Don Scott.
It's a beautiful day in Baltimore.
I'm Marty Bass.
How about those O's, huh?
Hey, that's fantastic. Here we are. Look at that. I can see all the way down to Weisterstown.
And now I've been on Channel 13 for 25 years. I think enough time has passed and everybody's forgotten about that incident with the prostitute all those years ago.
This is Marty Bass floating over Pikesville. Look at me, I'm in my special space suit.
It's me, Marty Bass.
Ooh,
I'm a spaceman.
Look at that, I can see people down there in the block.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
This is ground control to Major Bass.
Hey, this is Marty Bass.
I'm Marty Bass, floating high over Balmer.
One small step for man, one giant step for Balmer.
Hello there, citizens. This is Marty Bass from space. I'll be dropping English's fried chicken down on you. See, you go in your backyards, pick it up, and have yourself a little picnic.
When I was in Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, a lot of people said to me, Marty, how come you accepted the third role? I said, because it's good for Baltimore.
I'm Marty Bass, floating up here in my spacesuit. I'm going to drop an English's fried chicken drumstick all the way down from space into Rudy Miller's mouth.
Attention, attention, people on Earth.
Hello there.
This is Marty Bass.
Marty Bass from
space. I'll see you down in the ocean, huh?
Go down the ocean with Marty Bass. This is so exciting being up here in space. Look at me, and I got a special space suit. It's just like a real suit. It's brown. It's the best space suit in town.
And I don't need your space helmet. I just got my big bald head up here. Look, if I shine my head right now, I mean, it's like nighttime and daytime. Look at that.
This is Marty Bass straddling the Hubble telescope.
You see, the sun reflects off my chrome dome, and I'm immediately able to get sunshine in the middle of the night. Hello there, Baltimore. This is Marty Bass in space.
Marty Bass, your very own exploding star.
Here on Channel 13, I just want to say, even up here high over the Earth's surface, I can see every single pimple on Don Scott's face.
Fantastic, Marty Bass. I'm going to remove my toupee and see if it's weightless. Look at that, it's floating in space.
Watch as I now make a Marty eclipse. A total Bass eclipse of the sun.
My name is Marty Bass.
And this is our tribute to Marty Bass at 25 years at Eyewitness News in Boston.
This is Marty Bass floating right over the moon. Look at the surface of the moon. It looks like John Scott's face.
Hey, Denise Koch. I can see down your blouse from up here in space.
There you are, Denise Koch, you big snob. You're not down to Earth, salt of the Earth like Marty Bass.
This is Marty Bass in space. Celebrating my 25 years at Channel 13 here in Balmer.
25 years of bringing you to weather and human interest stories. Marty Bass.
Whenever there's a frog jumping contest in town, I'm there.
Hey, that's right. Celebrate my 25th anniversary with a big party tonight. Please, no hookers.
Clear the lines. 877-365-3636. Shot at $1,000 here with the Secret Sound number 2. Secret Sound 2 for you.
All right.
Coming up next, Dial Recklessly, you animals. Good
this
luck.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
They will put the boom, boom booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Right, right. You see, you're close to me because... Oh, you're working on the computer.
I got you. Okay. I didn't know. She almost had a little meltdown.
Thought it was some of that sexual tension coming through.
Between you two, you can cut it with a knife.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This wall of sexual energy between you.
See, that's all she thinks about.
Yeah.
What it must be like to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm amazed that, you know, she's controlling herself because she just wants to paw all over you.
She's a pro.
And, you know, there's another guy that I...
Right. That's the gayest way you've ever touched Rob, really. In the whole time I've known you.
Well, he started it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm number 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what is your name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Spokane.
Brian, here you go. You've won the Nicolas Cage DVD, Wind Talkers. Now on a DVD, duh. Rent or buy it today at Circuit City from MGM Home Entertainment. Now you're going to play for $1,000 with the secret sound, a common everyday sound. Let me say it has something to do with personal hygiene.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Products available in 7-Elevens mm-hmm. nationwide. You're going to eventually you realize what a great clue that is, mm-hmm. and also needed. By Joe Ardinger. I don't believe the product is used by Joe, but it's definitely needed by Joe, and the lights in the studio are flickering.
That's a good sign.
And that is apparently a sign that God is okay with the show today.
Yeah, I mean, my God.
The G-Man checking in. So, Obuz, you got a guess already?
No, not today.
I saw you go into one of your cards. No. Okay. 15 seconds on the clock. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
I didn't do my homework.
Okay, come on, bring it up to this century.
Jimmy Eat World.
All right, I dare you.
Caller, name this sound.
Do you know any songs by Jimmy Eat World?
No, I know the melody.
Well, that's all you really need to know. It's just the hook. All right, stand by for Jimmy Eat World.
You just take some time.
Yeah!
I have the CD, but I haven't studied it.
For $1,000.
I'm so sorry.
My friend, what is that sound?
It's the sound of the plastic seal breaking off the lid of a bottle of mouthwash.
You know something? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Hey, I think this is it. I think this is really it this time.
Can I tell you something?
Right.
That I am absolutely freaking amazed.
Do you want him to repeat it?
Would you please? What is the sound?
The sound of a plastic seal on the lid of a container of mouthwash.
Oh, we're sorry. No,
absolutely not. Thank you, though. Don't forget to never guess.
It's a clue for you.
A clue for you. Thank you.
We didn't upset you, did we?
Oh, he's on hold.
Okay.
although, I don't want to say anything.
Gotcha. Although that would mean it's close.
I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to say a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's close. I don't want to say anything at all.
What are your hints, just out of curiosity? You've given a couple.
Yes, and they are. I say them every time.
Right.
Personal hygiene.
No.
Available at 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
A product needed by Joe, but not used, by Joe Ardinger. On the show today, we have Mr. Skin coming up in a second. We'll be doing a Match Game 2002. And, my God, listen to the lineup of some of the stuff we have coming up on the show in the next couple of weeks.
Very good.
I'll be telling you about our big Halloween promotion. We're going to be doing something there. We have next week on the show... You can check this lady out. Her name is Samantha, and her website is www.modelwife.com. She's been in Playboy. She's coming in because she doesn't shave at all.
Anyway.
She's never shaved. Armpits, bush. She doesn't shave. She's coming in. There's all kinds of pictures on the website.
Is she attractive?
She's a beautiful woman.
But she's just covered with hair.
She's never shaved. And she's coming in next week to discuss...
is she at least blonde?
There are pictures on the website where she has dyed it blonde.
All her hair.
Her hair down there.
Oh.
In an effort to make it stand out.
Is she going
to
show
all
her hair?
You bet your ass.
Are you looking at her, Buzz?
She's actually pretty attractive.
She is, but that's an awful lot of hair down there.
Yeah, legs and armpits, the whole deal.
Right, never shaved.
I got to see a picture of her.
Also, next week on the show, the Bad Breath Doctor, and also the cast of Bikini Karate Babes from an upcoming video game. So who says that we don't get the big guests on this show?
Yeah. We get the A celebs.
Who says that we don't get the big guests on this show
all the time?
And also the return of some of your favorite games next week, including the return of the Phone Booth Olympics.
Yeah,
very good. Coming next week.
What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
And of course, lots more fun than Shaggy Dennis. Now, here he is joining us from www.mrskim.com. Everybody's favorite Jim McBride, you may know him as Mr. Skim. Absolutely the best website. The reason Al Gore invented the internet. Here's the deal. The guy is a savant when it comes to actresses in movies.
He knows if there's nudity in a movie, he knows all about it.
I mean, we've said it up before. You know the guy's talent. That he knows it off the top of his head. And you go to MrSkim.com, and if there's an actress, you're wondering if she's ever been naked.
Absolutely.
You type her name into the database, and immediately, not only does Mr. Skin tell you, it writes it out, what movie, how far into the movie, but you also click on the icon, and you see still photos of your favorite actresses naked.
Brilliant.
He's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, he's a genius. Seriously.
And he's somebody that's actually been in the Playboy Mansion.
Hi there, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing more than great. We always start with Mr. Skin with the new movies out at the theater to find if there's any skin. Is there any skin this week?
Oh, yeah, and I was telling you guys before, you know, the summer was tough because all the PG-13 movies, and I mean, if I could get a nip slip or an upskirt, I was happy, and now, when all the kids back in school, all the good R-rated stuff's coming out, so week I got good news for you guys.
Hey, Jim, that's a new one, an upskirt.
An uppie.
Upskirt or a nip slip.
I've heard him say nip slip before. I've never heard him say an upskirt.
Upskirt.
Yeah, and that was a problem. This summer, I was hurt, and I had to look for, you know, I had to bring some binoculars to those theaters to find stuff, but now it's great. So the big movie, there's been a lot of talk of this, that comes out tomorrow is a movie called Autofocus. It's about the life of Hogan's Hero star Bob Crane.
Right.
Now, this guy, what a life he led. I thought I was sick. He not only, you know, as his career was spiraling out of control, he not only had sex with a ton of random babes, but more important, he liked to film them. Him and John Carpenter would film themselves having sex, and this movie features tons of great anonymous nudity. In other words, you know, we're talking babes where you don't know who the hell they are. They're they're not big name actresses, but they're just extras for the movie. So there's tons of that. I mean, there's orgy scenes, massage, lesbo. So you get all that, but on top of that, you get great celebrity nudity, and actually, now people, you know, this, I hope most of your listeners are familiar with Hogan's Heroes. I was a big fan of that show, and it's just, you know, when you watch that show, thinking of what was going on behind the scenes is pretty wild.
Right.
But, in this case, as far as celebrity nudity is concerned, if you watch the television show ER, Maria Bello was on it a couple years back. She played Dr. Delmico, and she actually, there's a scene where she actually whips out one of her Hogan's, I guess you'd say, and actually Colonel Klink grabs her breast. So, I mean, how cool is that? Not only do you get nudity, but Colonel Klink is grabbing her breast.
Man, oh, man.
And actually another girl named Alex Manessas, how I know none of us ever watched, no real man ever watched Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, but she was on that show. So I don't expect any of you guys to know who she is, but I can tell you she's hot and she looks good naked. She's naked in the movie. And then finally, Rita Wilson, who's Tom Hanks' wife. She plays Bob Crane's wife, and she actually has some see-through bra action in this movie.
Really? You know, she has kind of, I've always thought she's got the horse face, but if you go back to a Tom Hanks movie like That Thing You Do, she played a cocktail waitress.
Yeah, I remember that. She's in the little jazz club that the guy
Goes she had like a push-up thing, and she's got some nice jugs. So you get to see Tom Hanks' wife's boobs?
Yeah, well, it's in a bra. It's kind of a see-through bra. When I get to analyze a little better at the Mr. Skin Laboratories, when it comes out on DVD, I'll have some better skinfo on that. But it definitely, you could see it was a pretty nice for a brass scene, but the good nudity was Maria Bello and Alex Meneses in the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is just a, it's actually a really interesting story. It's definitely a movie I'd recommend, and I always recommend them if there's good nudity, but this happens to also be a good movie, too.
Okay.
Very good.
The other movie coming out tomorrow is The Ring. It's a PG-13 movie, and you do get to see a babe named Naomi Watts. Who,
she was on a Letterman last night.
Right. Yeah. She was promoting the movie. Now, she's better known, not for The Ring, but she's better known to skin fans in the David Lynch movie Mulholland Drive from earlier this year.
Man.
How can anybody sit through that movie, though?
Well, I'll tell you how. They just fast forward to the good nude scene.
There you go. I think a Mulholland Drive has the best lesbian scene I've ever seen in a period.
Right, I agree.
It's fantastic.
I agree. It's top-notch lesbo action, and she was kind of an unknown, and she's starting to get, like, obviously now she's in this movie, The Ring, and she has a starring role, and
so sexy.
The problem is now she's not nude. It's a PG-13 movie. You see her in her black bra and panties, but anyone who saw Mulholland Drive, you're going to kind of yawn at this, but I do have to point out that you can see her in her underwear. But for better view of Naomi, definitely check out Mulholland Drive, the great gal-on-gal scene that happens about an hour and a half or an hour
into
the movie.
And you watched the whole movie, too, right?
Yeah, it's really tough to, you know, it's tough to watch. I have to admit, I fast-forwarded a lot.
Guys, that's why I've never seen the lesbian scene, because every time I've tried to watch Mulholland Drive, I get through the first half hour and it's so confusing.
Yeah. I love the lesbian scene in Mulholland Drive as much as I hate the movie.
Yeah. Right.
I hate the plot of the movie. It makes no sense to me. It's so convoluted, but the lesbian scene the thing that makes the lesbian scene great is you see this woman, I forget what the brunette's name is, Jim would know.
Which one are you talking about?
In the Mulholland Drive.
Laura Herring
is walking around in like this red sweater for an hour, and you're looking at her in the sweater, and you've just got this anticipation, and then when you realize she's going to get naked, it is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Jim, you are just fantastic. You know, I mean, in some ways, you're a total perv. But it's great that you know all that info. So, and also, it's finally great 1 week to have you on, and it's not just DVDs.
Right.
That there's real nudity back in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
But now I see that Lisa came in on the computer.
I'm always prepared. DVDs is never a worry. It's the theaters I'm always sweating out.
Yeah. You do have some stuff for us to view this week, some sneak peeks.
Oh, yeah. Right. DVDs, there's three DVDs I wanted to talk about. The first is a 1994 movie called Of Love and Shadows, which is stars Jennifer Connelly, who I'm a huge fan of. I've mentioned her many
times. Beautiful Mind?
I consider her to have the best hills in Hollywood, no question about it. But the good news here is she shows her breasts during a sex scene with Antonio Banderas. Of course, the bad news is she has a sex scene with Antonio Banderas. So you do see your best. And I want to stress to your listeners that this is nowhere near the quality of, say, The Hot Spot, Requiem for a Dream, Inventing the Abbots. Nowhere near as good as that. But when there's a new movie out and it's on DVD and Jennifer Connelly's naked in it, it's newsworthy, so I had to bring that up.
She is hot. She has it going on. She is a turbo hot.
I wonder what her boobs would look like in the picture that you have here on MrSkin.com, the one you sent us. She's laying down and Antonio Banderas is on top of her.
Do you see her stand up at all?
And her boobs have kind of that pancake effect.
Right. Where they, and you know you have big boobs when you're laying on your back and they're big. You know what I'm saying? Like some girls are only big when they're leaning forward. She's big even when she's laying on her back.
Are they real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, what's next on DVD?
And the next one is a 1976 movie called To the Devil, a Daughter, which I'm bringing up strictly because of a scene Nastasia Kinski had.
I'm telling you, we were just talking about a girl who's never shaved her bush.
Well, let me just tell you, this is your best look at an unshaved right now.
She
is
gross.
God.
Jim, she is gross.
Let me tell you, she was 18 years old when she did this movie.
Wow.
And it's an amazing full frontal scene. She is in a nightgown outside, takes it off, and walks completely naked right towards the camera. As much nudity as she's done in her career, this is her best nude scene. But I agree, guys. You may see a car hood in there. You may see lawnmower.
You know, we're also talking about the mid-1970s.
She looks like a Holocaust victim, for God's sake. You see her ribs.
Yeah. But it's 1970s, and that's back when You know, the garden the garden trimming wasn't always done,
right? Oh,
right.
Boy. Ugh. Okay, what's next?
And finally, I wanted to point out that they're releasing on DVD for the first time the television show Law and Order, the first year. And I'm bringing this up not because there's nudity in Law and Order, but I thought this would be a great time to mention that my favorite babe from Law and Order, Angie Harmon,
who plays Abby Carmichael,
did a real nice nude scene in a 1997 movie called Lawn Dog.
Look at that boob. Is that a perfect boob?
Yeah, oh, well, everything's perfect on that, right? Yeah. And I thought it's neat with the Law and Order coming out, what better time to see Angie Harmon naked? So I thought you guys would enjoy that.
She's like an animatronic perfect woman.
That is this thing you have on MrSkin.com. I guess you click on Angie Harmon. And the movie is Lawn Dogs. Is that the movie?
Yeah, it's from 1997.
And you see her right breast, and it is just perfectly round.
Yes.
Perfect shiny areola and a nice big nipplage.
Yep.
I think you're passing Mr. Skin now on the perv scale with that. You're going into that detailed description.
I'm telling you something. That is one fantastic boob.
Man, and sitting there on her side, and you see kind of the curve of her bottom. It's wonderful.
You know, I'm gonna say what you're delivering now, Mr. Skin, is a public service.
He's doing a great job. This is when he's hitting those home runs. He's got the feature films and he's got the DVDs.
They're good weeks. Occasionally I have some good weeks here. So.
We can't recommend the site enough. We go there all the time. It's www.mrskin.com.
Hey, I wanted to ask you one question, Jim. The movie The Ring, it's just Naomi Watts in her underwear, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's a PG-13, so I like I said, I'd love to report on nudity, but if I can, I'll at least give you some underwear bikini stuff.
And that's a movie I want to go see.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it. I always grab something from Mr. Skin's report.
Sure.
I was going to see the Hogan's Heroes movie anyway.
Right. Oh, see it.
I look forward to seeing Tom Hanks' wife's jugs in a bra.
Now you're going
to
see if you can get a copy of it before the show is over today.
Man, that Angie Harmon shot is one of the best I've ever seen on your site.
Yeah.
One of the best. All right, thanks, Mr. Skin.
All right, guys, take care.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. There he is.
Jim McBride.
A.K.A. Mr. Skin. Okay, that guy is a freaking home run every time he's on the show. And maybe it's because we're at the same perv level.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody does their job better. That's true. I mean, yes, he's got a job that he loves, but boy, does he know his stuff. He just gives and gives and gives.
And that Nastasha Kinski, that's nasty. That's some bad cooterage there.
But you know, what the thing is, that's 1976.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Nastasha Kinski. It has everything to do with that's the way. Well, you remember Playboy back in the 70s?
Yeah,
I mean, they all looked like that.
She's gross. But I mean, it didn't stop me from looking at it.
Right. No, she never did it for me anyway, though.
Me either. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike, what's up, guys?
She has that European look. She looks too European. You know what I mean? She has that Russian, well, I guess, of course, with her name.
Well, some Russians are hotties, but, you know.
Hello?
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
She kind of has an Olga Corbett thing going.
Yeah, bingo. Hello?
Hey, you guys both have the Dish or digital cable, right?
Yes.
Well, he was saying, Mr. Skin was talking about with Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
There's a movie, it's not on DVD, but it's always on either one of the eight or so Cinemaxes called The Hot Spot. Now, it's got Don Johnson in it, but you see Jennifer Connelly about two or three times just laying on this beach, naked.
I think Mr. Skin mentioned the movie, The Hot Spot.
Yeah, The Hot Spot.
When he was talking about Jennifer Connelly.
I must have been on the joke. Sorry.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, see you. Bye, buddy. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi, I was wondering if we can request a man, Mr. Skin.
You know, we've brought that up with Jim Skin before.
He will not do it.
He wants no part. Well, you know, he will also tell you that, double standards as it is, you don't see the D&Bs in many feature films coming out of Hollywood.
There's not that much.
You might see a guy's butt once in a while.
We've asked him before, but we don't care about that, honey. We're guys.
All right.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you could probably remember every feature film where you see, because we kind of go,
And if you want to know why, you hung up, but I was going to tell you, if you want to know why you never see guys naked in the movies, let me mention you should rent the movie The Piano. If you want to get a good look at Harvey Keitel, who's a talented actor, maybe you would think he's not a bad-looking guy. He's not overtly handsome, but, I mean, you want to see why guys aren't naked in the movies? Rent The Piano.
I think there's a movie called To Live and Die in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
where you see William Peterson's twig and berries.
Yuck.
Because I remember it grossed me out. And it grossed me out to the extent where I actually went back and looked again.
I'll give you another one if you get on any given Sunday. When Cameron Diaz...
Yeah, are we gay or what?
...goes into the Miami Sharks locker room, and there's some brother standing there, and he goes,
what's up, Doc? How are you doing?
And she stares right. I mean, he's got... I mean, the stereotype is there about the black man, the gigantic schlong, and the scene seems to go on for 10 minutes.
Right.
They're just standing there with this guy's big D right there. So, I mean, you can find it if you want it, but...
But in feature films, I mean...
Not on my watch.
They really don't put the twig and berries in feature films. They know what
they're doing. Not on my watch, Missy.
See, a lot of guys, like... Rear ends.
Right, yeah.
But, hello. I mean, sure it's fun.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, did you guys, do you remember the girl, the oldest daughter on Walton's Mountain? That series? I can't remember what her name is.
She posed in Playboy.
Oh, that's the cow with the red hair?
No, I don't know if she had red hair or not, but she was the, no.
No, she was the cow with the big lantern jaw.
Well, all those Walton girls were.
But she had major forest in that Playboy. I could not.
Yeah, and she didn't look good in that Playboy.
Right. No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yo, yo.
I have to thank you for making me laugh my ass off earlier when you made that comment about seeing Don Scott's pimples from space, man. I'm from Dundalk, which is like the worst part of Baltimore that you could come from.
So. You know, it's nice that we can give the people of Baltimore a little pleasure.
Marty Bassey's 25th anniversary.
Have you ever watched their morning show on a slow news day?
When they're
on a train wreck.
When it's like happy talk back and forth with Marty Bass and Don Scott.
Or they'll go to like all the local yokels down in Fells Point to give their comments on what's going on in the world. It's just the funniest.
Yeah, it's great, though. You know what? As much as we poke fun at that kind of television, I love that. You know, I wish we had something like that in Washington, D.C., and we don't. What we have is Barbara Harris and Bill Krebs.
We do. We have Channel 9, where we have Mike Buchanan and his fluctuating moods.
Yeah, but I'd like to see Mike Buchanan with...
come on.
I'd like to see Mike Buchanan, and I'd like to see Channel 9 hire away John Hanrahan. That big, fat, bald guy. And then you'd have two guys that are about the same age that are bald just going back and forth.
See which one's going to have a heart attack first.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I love the show, guys.
Thanks.
I'm calling from Wichita, and I just want to let you guys know I got laid off today from Cessna Aircraft Company.
And that's happening like like thousands of people out there now.
And this affects us how?
No, I just want to let you guys know because I'm probably going to become one of your obsessed
people. Oh, okay. All right. There you go. There's the sensitivity.
Let me know when it affects me.
Okay.
All right. Hey, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
When you get that private jet.
Goodbye.
When you buy that private jet you've been looking at.
Now, listen. Oh, I knew they were coming by. I don't know if you checked your calendar or not,
well, look who's...
Today is the 17th of October.
Don, I can't stand that smell.
Well, Mike, they're all dead.
Halloween. Look at them.
It's the Don and Mike Halloween singers.
Oh, my God.
The Halloween spooks out there. Those are very scary.
Jesus Christ. Get them out of here. They stink.
You might want to keep the kids out of the room. Outside my window. The Halloween spooks.
Wow.
Halloween
spooks.
Ew.
Oh, look an arm fell off.
There we go. And you can find, between now and Halloween, every once in a while, the doorbell will ring. And
I'm not here.
It'll be all these dead people.
Don, baby, how's it going?
They all step forward and they talk.
Next question.
There you go. It's the Halloween spooks. They're back.
What is it?
And every once in a while, they'll drop by.
I beg pardon?
What?
Yeah, I love Dick.
Right, okay.
What was the question?
Bye.
That's how we celebrate Halloween every year.
Every once in a while, you just
wonderful.
The doorbell, and boom, there they are.
Oh, man. Now, somebody better sweep up.
Let's load up here, Robbie, because it's time. It's time. Hey, kids, it's we've got to get that tape, too.
It's almost
time, kids. It is time now to play Match Game 2002.
Yay.
All right. And listen to this. We got a hell of a grand prize today for Match Game 2002. The grand prize is a 3-day, 2-night vacation to Miami.
Ooh.
I've been a lot of places. You cannot beat Miami.
Man, do I love Miami.
Round trip air and hotel, courtesy of Corona Light, providing you with an out-of-the-ordinary experience. We played the game just like the TV match game.
You do indeed.
And this is Rob's deal here. Rob is anal about this.
This is my deal here, Wade.
We need four contestants, and two play in the first round, two play in the second round, and then the winners of each of those go to another round, and then the one winner goes to Supermatch.
Supermatch, right. Whoever goes to Supermatch is going to Miami and has a chance to win some spending money.
There you go.
Very good, very exciting.
So listen, the long story short here.
And
we
Joe's playing today, right?
Yes, and I think...
Who's got the pool on how many times Don gets to hit through the leg?
I think this may be the first time Joe knows he's playing.
Right.
Wow.
He's playing. Hey, where's I'm dumb.
Answering the screening contestants.
Would you put him on?
Yes.
Does he know yet?
No.
Okay, put him on.
Okay, hold on.
Joe's for you. It's Don and Mike.
Who?
Who is this?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Are you ready for the big time?
Sure.
Are you ready to play Magic Game 2000?
Oh, I get to play today?
Yeah, Joe.
It's all you, Joe. It's you today, buddy.
All right, well, let's get some contestants, and I'll be right in.
All right, but listen, remember, no dropping the F-bombs today, then.
Okay, I'll take it easy.
All right, thank you. Joe, Jesus, turn your radio down.
Sorry.
All right, goodbye, Joe.
There you go.
He's
new. That's Joe.
Sorry, Joe. Get out the crayons.
I'm dumb, Joe. So we need four players.
Yes.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck. A match game coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Adult motels were never like this. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. It's the special place that every modern loving couple is looking for, and it has some extra equipment all its own. Open the door, hook up, switch on, and then blast off for the wildest fun thrills of your life in the Groove Room. Don't be embarrassed. Ask the next pretty and sexy girl you meet to join you in the Groove Room. You'll both never regret it or forget it. Come on, take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room. The Groove Room, all new in color and rated X for adults. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Change your image, you gotta get your face out there. Oh, on the radio.
This is the radio. I'll go on the most popular program of the day. I assume that's still Don McLean in his breakfast club.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Ed.
I'll drink to that.
Complicated in its simplicity. The Don and Mike Show.
Ready now for Match Game 2002. Pretty funny seeing Joe in here. Just sitting at the microphone like he's a regular member of the show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Joe is ready to play.
Howdy, Joe. And Robbie, are you ready? Well, you see, we got our contestants standing by, and it's time now for the announcer. Here we go.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2002. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, kids.
Mike O'Mara.
Whatever.
Michael J. Elson.
Why, hello.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hey,
hi, Rob. How are you doing today?
Hi, Rob.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Are we ready to play stars?
Oh, you bet your ass, Rob.
But not before we say hi. You know, he has been called a walking, talking medical miracle, having survived countless automobile assaults, a national treasure, Donald P. Geronimo. Don, how is your arm?
My arm?
Isn't that, weren't you just hurt?
That was my hip, Rob.
Whatever. A rock and roll drummer.
Oh, and Rob, incidentally, yes? Today I am playing for the Ken Stevens Foundation.
Oh, you're playing for a charity.
Yes, I'm playing for a charity.
I think that's lovely. I think that's very nice. Rock and roll drummer, orator, bon vivant, a delightful dinner companion, a Renaissance man. It only begins to describe this guy. Mike O'Mara, are there any gigs in your future?
Yeah. So funny you brought it up, Rob.
It is
we'll
funny.
Be playing in Manassas, Virginia this Saturday night.
No kidding.
At Brady's, but thank you very much.
Treat yourself.
And, Rob, I'm playing today for Coleman Enterprises.
That's very nice. I know they can need all the help they can get.
Private foundation to help thin men.
To help thin them or to help men that are
thin? Who are thin?
No, men that are tragically thin.
Unhealthy thin.
Very, very good. And all you need to remember for this next panelist are two words. September 7th. Michael J. Elston, Buzz.
Yes?
Did you get the cake that the staff of Match Game 2002 sent over?
It was a little stale, but otherwise delicious, Rob. Thank you.
Very good to hear. And also here through the courtesy of assistant, amazing mentalist, Joe Artinger. Joe, how's business?
Hello, everybody. This is the spine, Rob. Today I'll be playing for the Hughes Temporary Agency.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Now, Rob.
Yeah.
Let me see. We have one, two, three, four. Okay, we got four contestants.
Yes.
And we'll start with Michael.
Having Joe here is fun.
Hey, Mike. Michael, where are you from?
That'll change.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Stars. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Where are you from, Michael?
From D.C.
All right. Thank you for listening on WJFK. And we'll put you against Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Bill.
Hey.
Hey. Bill, where are you from?
I'm from Pennsville, New Jersey.
Beautiful. You must be listening on WYSP.
Yes, sir.
All right, keep in mind, everybody's playing for a three-day, two-night trip to Miami from Corona Lights, providing you with an out-of-the-ordinary experience. Really helps if you have listened to the show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to get a lot of the stuff. And this is where a lot of the pressure falls on the screener.
Right.
Yes, who right now has a faraway look in his eye and is drinking water. Joe, did you ask, what is the screening process to find candidates for Match Game?
For this game, it's just so they understand the way the show is run, how Rob reads his little story.
Did you ask them if they're regular avid listeners?
We have a D.C. contestant, Rochester contestant, a female from somewhere.
Okay, but did you ask them if they're regular avid listeners?
No.
Hey, that should be interesting.
Maybe we should review the screening process for Joe.
All right, let's start. And
as you know, contestants, we flipped a coin backstage.
Flipped a coin backstage. Uh-huh.
And Michael, you won. Congratulations. You're both clear on the rules, right?
Yep.
All right, Michael, I need you to choose A or B.
I'm going to go with A.
Hey.
And Michael, here's your clue. Oh, we talked about this earlier. Michael Jackson has been accused of being cruel to his pet chimpanzee Bubbles by punching, kicking, and setting him on fire. But Jacko says that those stories have been greatly exaggerated. The only thing he ever did was blank his monkey. Roll your answer, please, Michael.
Oh, now, Rob, come on.
You pepper a few easy ones in there.
That would be...
Hold it, Michael.
Yeah, don't answer.
Michael, remember, what you need to do is you need to wait and allow me to repeat this clue. Michael Jackson has been accused of being cruel to his pet chimpanzee, Bubbles, by punching, kicking, and setting him on fire. But Jacko says the stories have been exaggerated. The only thing that he ever did was blank his monkey. Hold your answer, Michael.
No, she has to be funny, though, because there's only one answer.
Right.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Joseph, are you in? And Mike?
I'm in.
All right. Very good,
right,
Michael. Michael Jackson being accused of being cruel to his monkey, but he says the only thing he ever did was blank his monkey. What'd you say, Michael?
I guess, can I say F?
F his monkey. You see, Don, that's the magic of Match Game 2002.
Yes, you're right, Rob. You're
never
right.
Underestimate the contestant. Did Michael Jackson F his monkey?
No, I said he spanked the monkey.
Oh,
spank your monkey.
See.
Spank.
Yeah,
spank.
Spank.
Spank your monkey.
Did you say F, Mike?
I don't understand this. Spank.
I'll describe it to you in
the I wrote it down.
Spank. Hey, and thanks for drawing a picture.
Thank you.
Is that the monkey or Michael?
That's anything you wish it to be.
Well, again, we'll talk in the break. How about you, Joe? What did you say?
I, like Mike, wrote and drew Spank.
Oh, you're going to draw two.
Oh, you're going to
have to. Now you know how I felt with the diagonal code.
All right, that's good. Is that really what it is? Is that what it's all about?
I'll let you draw.
All right.
That's what it's like.
I'm the one that draws.
It's
Joe.
Your thing.
How about
here I was saying I'm enjoying having you on the game. You pissed me off already.
Now perhaps you understand my predicament.
I will go with Code Red. Now I totally understand. I will not be drinking vanilla Coke. Understand how you feel.
Told you that, would you?
It's your territory. It's your property.
How about you, Buzz?
I said spank.
Spank.
Oh, see what you did there, Michael. You had a chance to really surge ahead.
Yeah,
I kind of blew that one.
Yeah, you need to think harder. Bill, this is good news for you.
Yes.
And here's your clue. We always suspected that Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Herndon, would pose for Playboy someday. She was the only one in her high school yearbook who was holding a blank in her picture.
I'm so in.
Hold hold your answer, Bill. You familiar with Lisa on the show, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, she's been going to pose for Playboy for the Women of Radio. And we always suspected that Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Herndon, would pose for Playboy someday. She was the only one in her high school yearbook who was holding a blank in her picture.
Mike's in. Joe's in, and I guess we're just waiting on Buzz.
I'm in.
Panel is right, Bill. Lisa Herndon in her high school yearbook was holding a blank in her picture. What was she holding? Bill?
A D.
A D.
A D.
A D. Lots of letters in this game today. I received a few D's, actually, on my report card. Don, do you have Lisa's D?
I think you'll find this a match. I said she was holding a penis.
Ah, you see? There you go. That's a match.
That is a match.
See how you can work that, Bill? You can be a little more artful in your speaking. How about you, Mike?
No, I said that she's holding a dildo.
Oh, a dildo.
Dildo.
Not a match.
Dildo.
Close, but no cigar. Joe?
I said she was holding her penis.
Oh, her penis.
Her penis.
Oh. I need to talk modifiers.
I said a penis, not her penis.
Hers. Wow.
How about you, Buzz?
I have an exact match with D.
Ah, there you go. And the score, 3-0, Bill leading. So, Michael, I need you to still pick again, A or B.
Let's go with B.
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 B. And, Michael, here's your clue right now. Say, Michael. Michael,
yes.
Say,
hey,
have you heard about USA Today columnist Craig Wilson's new reality show on CBS?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's great. It's called The Amazing Blank.
I'm so in. Excuse me, I'm so in.
It's something of a sequel, Michael, to The Amazing Race. It's called The Amazing Blank. Are you familiar with Craig Wilson's work?
I am familiar.
All right, let me read the clue one
more
time.
My answer is so good. I'm so ready.
Have you heard about USA Today columnist Craig Wilson's new reality show on CBS? It's called The Amazing Blank.
Are you in, Joe?
Yes, I'm in. I'm sorry.
And I'm in.
Buzz is in, and how about you, Mike?
I'm in.
The panel is in. Michael, the new reality show on CBS with Craig Wilson is called The Amazing Blank. The Amazing what?
The Amazing Life Partner.
That's a good answer.
That's pretty damn good.
We'd also take Jack there. Don, do you have Life Partner?
No, I said The Amazing Anus.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said The Amazing Queen.
Not a match there.
It worked, doesn't it?
Do you have Life Partner, Joe?
I might have a match, judges, because I wanted to rhyme with race, and I put The Amazing Gaze.
Joe, you're an
idiot. No, but thank you for trying, Joe. How about you, Buzz?
I just said The Amazing Gay.
No match there.
Although, very similar, just one letter off between Joe and Buzz's answers.
Great minds, the case.
What is the common denominator there? Eadway.
Eadway.
Oaking Smay. Eadway.
Ainbray Amage Day.
All right, Bill, are you ready to try to preserve your lead here?
Yes.
All right, the Rolling Stones are busy touring again, only it's a little different this time. While Mick and Charlie and Ron are flying from gig to gig, Keith Richards is traveling by blank.
I'm in.
Do you have a cat?
I'm in.
I just hear a
I'm
cat.
Hey, either one of you guys have a cat?
Not me.
I thought I heard something.
I heard some pussy there. Buzz, yeah. You're in?
I'm in.
Rolling Stones are busy touring again this year.
Mike is in.
Only it's a little different this time.
I'm in.
We're waiting on Sweet Dewey Headed Joe.
Mick, Charlie, and Ron are flying from gig to gig. Keith Richards is traveling by blank. Bill.
You in, Joe?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to say bus.
Traveling by bus. That's funny. Get it?
It is.
Traveling by bus.
Wow. What's the screening process again? Don, did you say Keith Richards' bus?
No, I said Keith was traveling by hearse.
Oh, hearse. That's not a match.
Sorry. Or hearse.
Hearse.
Oh.
Hearse is a magazine publisher, paper publisher.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big Cadillac that you put a
dead body in.
A dead body in.
Dead body. Do you have a dead body hearse, Mike?
Now, I think this is good on a lot of levels. But I think it worked a few things in here together, okay?
Okay.
Including a lyric from the Rolling Stones.
Wow, what?
I said Keith is traveling by cloud. He's traveling. Hey, you, get off my cloud.
You, Joe, do you have bus?
I said he was traveling by police car.
There you go.
Police car.
Perhaps no, he's not retarded.
Perhaps from an arrest. Buzz?
I said he was traveling by horse.
Oh, yeah.
Hatchy.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it, Buzz.
I'm totally pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
How about
that?
All right.
buzz.
We're all behind the curve.
We're all digging a horse, like, you know, like.
That's good. Yeah. That's the.
Thank you. Sound like horse, like heroin.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, moving on to. Oh, I get it. Bill, not Bill, Michael, I need you to choose A or B. This is the final round.
Let's go back to A.
A. Hey! You need to try really hard here, Michael, because Bill has you by three, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right, thank you for doing your best. Have you seen the most recent episode of the Martha Stewart Show, Michael?
I have not.
Oh, it's really great. She shows all her viewers how to make blank. Martha Stewart. You familiar with her, aren't you, Michael?
I am.
Yes, she, the most recent episode of the Martha Stewart Show, she shows all of her viewers how to make blank. I believe Don is in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
Ah, I'm in.
Mike is in.
Waiting on Goey-headed Joe. But don't worry, Joe. That's why we have this great up-tempo 1970s music.
See, Don,
I'm in.
Horse is a synonym for heroin.
I know. Buzz was ahead of the curve on that.
How that works out. That's the name of that tune. Michael, the most recent episode of the Martha Stewart Show, she shows all her viewers how to make blank. What does she teach them?
Tossed salad.
How to make salad.
Tossed salad.
Tossed salad.
Tossed salad.
I see. Do you have a tossed salad over there, Don?
No, I said how to make bail.
Oh, perhaps that's what the Gags Gang was looking for.
Hardy, har, har. Mm-hmm. Bail.
Bail, bailey, bail. How about you, Mike?
I said teach them how to make license plates.
There you go.
There you go in jail, of course. That's what they make. Little Martha Stewart. Yeah, isn't she great?
Wow.
How about you, little Joe?
I have a terrible answer. Showed us how to make perjury.
No, he's not retarded.
Did you say you had a terrible answer? Was that the word you were trying to get out of your mouth? Because it came out as terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible answer.
No, he's not retarded.
Very good.
How about you, Buzz?
I said make bail.
Oh, bail.
Bail.
Well, there you go. No match there because he said toss salad. Right. That means, Bill, you don't even have to answer, Bill.
An inadvertent ding.
Yeah, we'll see you in final match.
Wow.
Okay. There you go.
So that means that the one guy was so bad, the other guy doesn't even have to play the second round?
No, but I say bravo to you, Michael. Well played.
Bravo. So that means Michael goes to the next round?
No, Bill will go to the next round.
All right, Bill, hold on a second.
Okay.
Michael.
Yeah.
For you, how about Guns N' Roses tickets, okay?
Yes.
Tickets to see GNR. Well, here, Joe, let me have Joe Artiger tell you what you won. Joe.
Michael, you have won a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses with special guest Mixmaster Mike at the MCI Center on December 9th. Before you can even buy them, tickets go on sale this Saturday at 12 noon at all Ticketmaster locations and online at Ticketmaster.com and CC.com or charge by phone.
Thanks,
Bill. Sealed pay.
Thank you.
Pete has no sealed pay. Thank you, Mike. Bill, we need you to hold on a second because when we come back, we have two more contestants.
And the winner of round two will determine who Bill's opponent is in final match.
Right, and somebody's going to Miami, and it's Magic Game 2002. And Buzz, the surprise.
How about that?
The answer, horse.
Huh?
Probably the best one of the entire game. We all had to catch up.
None of us got right away. Give me just a moment. I can time this right out to break. Just say, you're listening to Magic Game 2002, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Change oil and filter with a genuine Toyota oil filter and...
The f***, man? Are they trying to do tongue twisters and God damn.
I'm going to cut this off. This ass got too many words in here, man. This is wrong. Please join me in beautiful Waco, Texas for a beautiful weekend. Friday, Saturday, and fall tennis tournaments.
The Don and Mike Show. Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery.
Amen.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Guilty. Botox party at my house this weekend.
Oh, those are always so much fun.
Again?
You know, I ran that one by the lawyers. And they said ixnay. I really wanted to give away Botox and have a Botox party on the air.
I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah.
They wouldn't let us do it because apparently women who are doing it,
yeah,
now their faces are exploding or something bad stuff. Like you wouldn't know that if you shoot yourself with Botox is basically like
it's like fat.
germs?
Yeah, what? No, it's something deadly. It's a poison.
Yeah,
actually.
It is?
And, yeah, it causes a paralysis, and that's how you get rid of the wrinkles.
Right, because it gives you that, you know, new and improved Joker product.
New and improved Joker product.
Anyway, I wanted to have a Botox party on the air. And
here's the gag.
Everything is run by the lawyers. Lawyers said, oh, no, ladies, are, you know, like their faces are falling off. So, stay to the Otox Bay.
What kind of company is it when you can't paralyze a few faces, silly lawyer?
All right, let's move on now. We have a round number two.
Round two.
And I would like to announce, before we meet our contestants, again today, I'm playing for charity.
Good for you.
And this time I'm playing for the J. Stevens Center for people who talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Oh!
And also a special donation to the Pathological Liars Wing.
Very, very nice.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
At the J. Stevens Center.
Nice that you, in one game, can play for two charities.
Too. And also, I was also playing for Ten Share. There you go.
A worthy cause.
Rob, here are your contestants.
Yes, I believe Christy and Mike, right?
Right, we have Mike from Rochester. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, stars.
Mike on WHTK in Rochester, and get ready to dance, everybody, from Sacramento on KHTK. Here is Christy Jordan. Hi, Christy.
Radio God.
And Christy, she
should happy belated birthday, bud.
Thank you, Christy. Very nice.
Now, Mike and Rob and Joe are all doing the Sacramento dance.
But not me, Christy. And not Don.
And I know that, Don, you secretly do the Sacramento dance. You admitted it the other day.
Yeah,
one time.
I do. You know what all I do? I wiggle my finger.
Nah.
Okay.
You just wiggle your finger.
Hi, Christy.
Let's play.
Good luck, Christy.
Thank you.
Flipped the coin backstage. And Christy, you won, you lucky gal.
Yay!
My coin back.
Yeah, you. Good luck with that, Buzz. So, Christy, I need you to pick A or B.
A.
What did she say?
A.
Did you say A?
I said A.
Oh, I thought you said B. My apologies.
You got one of those hyper amplified phones.
A. I'm sorry. A. I wasn't with everybody there. I went B.
That's a great phone. That's the Sacto 4000. You'll love that. Are you ready, Christy?
Yes.
Please listen carefully and don't answer until we ask you to.
Right.
Rob, you're taking the extra care because she's from Sacramento?
Hey, you know what? An ounce of prevention.
Way to go, Rob.
Christy?
Yes?
So far, Robert W. Spiewak III is just like his dad.
Oh, your new baby.
Yes, my son. A real chip off the old block trip is he likes to be fed, he likes to be held, but he doesn't like blank.
Oh, okay, hold on.
See, I had a son, about 3 weeks ago, Christy? Not getting any sleep at all, so here's the clue.
I am so
Oh, no.
Wow.
I worry about that.
So
I
far,
do, too.
Robert W. Spiewak III looks like his dad.
Doesn't like,
a real chip off the old block.
All right, I'm in.
Trip likes to be fed, likes to be held, but he doesn't like blank. Is the panel right?
No, I'm not, Rob, because
right.
I can't think of what it is that I want to say. I mean,
yes, you can.
I know your
it's
dilemma.
It's out there, Don. I bet you've got a general idea.
Let me channel it to you.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, panel is right. Christy.
Yes.
So far, Robert W. Spiewak III is just like his dad, a real chip off the old block. Trip likes to be fed, and he likes to be held, but he doesn't like blank. What doesn't he like, Christy?
He doesn't like to come to Sacramento.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm going to learn that dance.
There you go.
He doesn't like to come to Sacramento.
What, Rob? You don't like it here, right?
That's so true.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Can't even imagine. You know, I think I've met your husband before. Isn't he the guy with the ear protectors?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a trip to... Yeah. Do you have a trip to Sacramento over there, Don?
No. You said he likes...
He likes to be fed. He likes to be held, but he doesn't like...
Affirmative action.
That's
correct.
That's not a match. How about you, Mike?
Ah, young little baby Trip doesn't like people who are different.
Well put.
That's a good answer. Like Sacramentans. How about you, Joe? What do you say?
I said baby Trip doesn't like minorities.
Oh, did you even write it down anywhere? Or are you just answering off the top of your head there?
Where'd you go? Minorities.
Minorities. Wow, Rich, nice and small.
Joe and I are still sharing the bong. Okay. I said minorities.
There you go. Well, Christy, no match there. And that's good news for you, Mike. You can probably really move ahead here. Are you ready?
For sure.
Okay, here we go for sure. The mighty WJFK is proud to now offer Bill O'Reilly's Radio Factor in middays.
Oh, yeah.
O'Reilly, what say you? O'Reilly's trademark is the no-spin zone. Now, this is different from his predecessor, G. Gordon Liddy. Liddy had the no-blank zone.
I'm in.
Don't answer yet, Mike. The mighty WJ. You check out the O'Reilly Factor ever, Mike?
Never.
Great, great, great show. And WJFK is proud to offer Bill O'Reilly's Radio Factor in middays. O'Reilly's trademark is the no-spin zone, which is different from his predecessor, G. Gordon Liddy. Liddy had the no-blank zone.
I'm in.
Who's in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
The panel is right. Mike, Bill O'Reilly.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Oh, there's the man. Bill O'Reilly has the no-spin zone. G. Gordon Liddy had the no-blank zone. What say you, Mike?
The best I could come up with is hair.
The no-hair zone.
Hair zone. All right.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. How about you, Don? Do you have trip to Sacramento?
No, I said G. Gordon Liddy had the no-bladder control zone.
That's not a match.
He's always incontinent.
That's not a match. How about you, Mike?
G. Gordon had the no-pee zone.
Good picture.
Excellent drawing.
That's really good.
That looked like the Monopoly man.
Could thank be a you very board. Much.
Okay, how about you, Joe?
I had the no-erection zone.
Joe gets his first laugh at the game.
There you go. How about you, Bud?
And I have the no-urine zone.
There you go.
No urine zone. Well, no match there. It's still a tie game at zero. Mike, I'll give you the opportunity to go first this time. A or B?
I'm going to try B.
B it is.
B.
B. Hall of Fame number 70 Sam Huff made a lousy Boy Scout, Mike. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
That's true. He used to come home from his pack meetings and try to tie his blank in a knot.
I'm in.
You familiar with Sam Huff, Mike?
Sure am.
Greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL. That's right. They created the position of middle linebacker for him. But he was a lousy Boy Scout.
Mike, you in?
I'm in.
He used to come home from his pack meetings and try to tie his blank in a knot. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we're right.
What say you, Mike? What did he try to tie in a knot?
I will have to go with his D.
His D, or as we said earlier,
penis.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Sam Huff's penis, Don? I live to ask that question.
Do I?
Oh, there's a match. Attaboy, Mike.
Sam, let me just say it. Sam Huff's penis.
How about you, Mike?
I have Sam Huff's wiener.
Oh, that's a match. Good. How about you there, Joe?
I have Sam Huff's penis.
Wow. That's an H-O-F right there, an H-O-F-P. How about you, Buzz?
And I have a penis.
There you go. That's marvelous.
This is Sam Huff.
Good news all around.
This is Sam Huff.
And Mike, you have a command.
This is Sam Huff.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Christy.
Thank you for Sam Huff's penis.
Yeah. God, if we
this is Sam Huff.
A nickel for every time someone has said that. Christy.
Yes.
We all like Rosie O'Donnell's new look. She has a haircut that looks just like Adolf Hitler's. You've seen it, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Joe. But she has a haircut that looks just like Adolf Hitler's, and her blank is a dead ringer for Hitler's, too.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
Do you like Rosie, Christy?
Not really.
No, she's the queen of nice.
Yeah, she is.
We all like Rosie O'Donnell's new look. She has a haircut that looks just like Adolf Hitler's.
I'm in.
And her blank is a dead ringer for Hitler's, too.
Wait on Joe. Are you ready, Joe?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, panel is right.
Mm-hmm.
Christy?
Yes.
Her blank is a dead ringer for Hitler's, too. Her what?
Her life partner.
Ah,
because this is Sacramento Magic. That's what we call this part of the show right now.
Because we all remember what...
Well, I guess I could have said D like the last guy.
No, just keep being loud and unfunny.
Suck and suck loudly. Don, do you have Hitler's life partner?
No, you see, the joke, you dumb bitch,
oh, no.
Is that Rosie O'Donnell has a penis.
Yeah.
That was my answer. Penis.
So there's no match there.
Or as you would say, D.
You know, I love about this is that you never saw Bill Daly go off like that on the real match.
No,
I
not
like
at all.
That Don lets
I only mentioned this because she said that like that's like the dumb answer.
Right.
It's the right answer.
So the joke is that Rosie O'Donnell has a penis.
And we're not normally hard on people from Sacramento, but in this case, It's her penis.
Right. There you go. No match there. How about you, Joe?
Penis.
Penis. No match. How about you, Buzz?
I love reusing the cards. Penis.
That's right. And Infinity thanks you because that saves paper.
Are you going to have any more penises in this game, Ron? Keep it handy.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see if Sam Huff's name comes up again.
All right.
Christy, I get you. You have a chance here to tie it, so I need you to pick A or B.
B, please.
B. And here's our new clue.
B-I-T-C-H.
Christy, you're going to like this.
Yes.
Have you heard about the new Tim Sabian Miracle Diet?
No.
You can eat anything you want and still lose weight just as long as you blank every 58 minutes.
I'm in.
Tim Sabian is our program director in Philadelphia, Christy. Have you heard him on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a brilliant programmer. And he has this new miracle diet. You can eat anything you want and still lose weight just as long as you blank every 58 minutes.
No.
Hold your answer, Christy.
This might be one that only Rob and I get.
Yeah, I think so.
I have no idea.
Don't say penis, though.
You got to write something down, though.
Try to match Chris.
There is an answer.
For you and Rob?
Well, you'll get it when you hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm in.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm in.
All right. Panel right?
Yeah.
All right, Christy. The new Tim Sabian Miracle Diet. And hello, Tim. You can eat anything you want and still lose weight just so long as you blank every 58 minutes. What do you say to Christy?
God, all I know about Tim Sabian is he's into rock and roll, but I guess I'll say have a BM.
Have a BM every 58 minutes.
You know, again, Christy, let me just say...
What?
With what you said was wrong, it was so close. When you said he's into rock and roll, the correct answer is play a Creed record.
Yes, every 58 minutes.
Every 58 minutes.
The secret to success right there, Don. I'm sorry, Mike, rather. BM?
I said fart.
Fart? No, that's almost a fart. Very close. How about you,
I said puke.
Puke. No. And Buzz?
Again, trying to match Christy. I said throw up.
Yeah, no match there. And Mike, congratulations. You're going to a final match to meet Bill.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Sorry about that, guys. Maybe that was just Rob and Mike.
I believe that is in the Rob and Don category, but as long as you guys enjoyed it, we're all happy.
Yeah, we did. No, you get it. That he's one of those program directors.
Yeah, yes.
Same song every 58.
A Creed record.
Type rotation.
We would have taken any record, actually.
Any record, okay.
Play a record. Yeah, that's right.
Godsmack.
Mud. Let me see. That means Christy's out?
Yes, but we'll have a parting gift for her, don't we?
Do we?
Something that travels well?
Hold on. here is Joe. Sure. To tell you what you've won, Christy.
Hi, Christy. You have won a Sopranos prize pack. Sopranos friend and chef, Artie Bucco, has compiled some favorite family
recipes. Now, Joe, come on. Read it seriously.
Has compiled some favorite family recipes as well as his own creations in a beautiful cookbook, including 100 Neapolitan recipes, photos of the food, and even photos from the series.
Funnier.
It's a must-read for any serious cook or Sopranos fan, available wherever books are sold.
So you don't need to tweak it up, Joe.
No, you're bloody funny when you read it, just as we're really reading it.
You're giving me so much opportunity, I'm actually getting a little better.
There you go. You're getting much better.
Yeah. All right, Christy, no hard feelings. Love you all the time.
I can't believe I sucked this bad. I thought I would do really well.
Oh, we love you, Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
Bye-bye.
But you're right.
Bye-bye.
You do suck.
She hung up.
She just...
Before she got up.
She's Sacramento through and through.
She just hung up.
She was embarrassed.
Dealer, she would have to stay on the line to get her prize. But she hung up.
Don's doing the dance.
Welcome to the club, Don.
It hurt my hip to do the dance. So in the next round, we have Mike from Rochester. And Bill from New Jersey.
Right.
And the deal is this. Let me get both of these guys
when
on.
When Don does that dance, we call it the blind man.
Here we go. Hey, Mike and Bill?
Yes.
Guys, now listen, this is very important. Whoever wins this next round will win the trip to Miami.
Cool.
And then that person will play the super match to win $250 in cash.
Serious money.
To spend when you go to Miami.
Wow.
So keep in mind that the next match game here between you two guys will be for the trip to Miami, okay?
All right.
Ready? Hold on, fellas. And the excitement continues.
All right.
Joe, you want to take us to break? Go ahead, my man. Joe, you want to take us to break?
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Holder. Mother, I can't really talk right now. Mother, I've got a hearing tomorrow. Mother, I can't.
Scully.
I
don't know, Mulder. I don't know, Mulder.
5 years together, Scully. Scully, we're chasing evidence.
Mulder. 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 Mulder, I don't... This is weird, Mulder. Mulder.
Scully.
Scully! Talk to me, Scully! 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 Scully!
Quit now, Scully.
I can, Mulder. Mulder.
I need you on this, Scully.
You don't need me, Mulder. Mulder.
Oh, you owe me nothing.
Mulder.
Scully.
My mother falls into the
Where's Scully? It's Mulder. Scully? Scully, can you breathe? Scully, Scully, grab the bed! Scully?
Come on, Scully! Keep moving, Scully!
Scully, you gotta see this. You're burying this thing, Scully. You're wasting your time, Scully. Scully.
Mulder.
I'm not going to watch you die, Scully.
Mulder, I'll be a doctor. They win.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
A piece of work done by Charles Broglie over this show. That was,
man, that was fantastic.
From the X-Files movie, every time they said Mulder and Scully,
but the entire movie condensed into that one take.
The entire one, thank you, Blast from the Past. Here we go with the match game.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2002 with the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hello, friends.
Michael Mara.
Yeah, right.
Michael J. Elson.
Hi again.
And your host, Rob Beware.
Hello, stars.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Joe.
Sure, and Rob, I'd like to take a second out. As you know, I've been playing for charity all day today.
You know what? It really is. You are such a good guy to do so.
Today I'm playing for Kumia Plumbing and Air Conditioning. Call 1-800-WE'RE-OUT-OF-WORK. That's 1-800-WOW.
Wow. Call now.
Very nice, and I think it's wonderful that you've been doing this for charity of all kinds.
And we have two guys, Mike from Rochester, Bill from New Jersey, and one of them will win a trip to Miami,
right,
courtesy of Corona Life, providing you with an out-of-the-ordinary experience. And the guy who wins the trip,
right,
will play one more time, Supermatch,
right,
to get some spending money.
Hope we can get some cash to him, but right now, yeah, we are playing Final Match. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, and,
thank you.
Excuse me, we have breaking news.
We do?
I would only break in with this breaking news.
What do you got?
Manassas, Manassas, Manassas. Crap is back and better than ever.
Wow.
You wanted better placement.
Wow.
This is Radio's Don Geronimo inviting you to join Radio's Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band Saturday night at Brady's in Manassas. Since I've taken over the musical direction of this band, they're brighter, tighter, and out of sighter. Join them at Brady's in Manassas this Saturday night and find out why my seat is always in the front row.
That's like, I owe you like a case of vanilla Coke after that. That's thank like, you stopped everybody. You stopped everybody. Yeah. You stopped everybody in that. We're on a T-shirt spot. Oh, okay.
Everyone in America listened real hard to that plug. Wow.
You the man.
Well, you needed the plug earlier in the show.
You got me listening. I was sitting there going, my God, what's going on? Very clever, you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
All right, let's fly, Rob.
All right, we flipped a coin backstage. Mike, you win a game.
Outstanding.
Congratulations. I need you to pick A or B.
Let's go with B. I've been lucky with that so far.
B.
And here we go. Stars, are we ready?
Ready, Rob.
Yeah, ready.
Let's do this then.
Yes.
Hey, only 5 months until the pregnant Kelly Ripa gives birth to her third child.
Wow.
Can you believe that? And coincidentally, it's also 5 months until Regis Philbin is expected to have a blank.
I'm in.
I'm in. You watch live with Regis, Mike?
I try not to.
Okay. But you are familiar with Kelly Ripa and Regis Philbin.
Can you read it one more time, Robbie?
Only 5 months until the pregnant Kelly Ripa gives birth to her third child. And coincidentally, it's also 5 months until Regis Philbin is expected to have a blank.
Oh, I got it.
I'm in.
Everybody in? I believe everyone is, right?
Yes.
All right, Mike, 5 months till Kelly Ripa gives birth to her third child, and also 5 months until Regis Philbin is expected to have a blank. What say you, Mike?
Let's say a DNA test.
A DNA test. Great answer. Great answer. DNA test. Let me write that one down.
Oh, get it.
Oh, no.
What, do we have a line to ask Mike to explain it?
I don't think so. What are you thinking there, Mike?
Well, I'm thinking he's the father of the child. They need the DNA.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right.
I
gotcha.
I get it.
I get jokes.
Don, do you have DNA test?
No, but I need to set up again.
Okay. Kelly Ripa gives birth to her third child in 5 months, and also 5 months until Regis Philbin is expected to have a...
solid BM.
Oh, yeah. And he can't wait. How about you, Mike?
I want everyone to pay special attention to the picture that I drew. I'm very proud of it.
Okay.
Until he has a stroke.
Another great picture.
No match there. Do you have a DNA test there, Joe?
No, I said until he has a boner.
God. Joe, you're so funny. I love having Joe in the game.
That'll be in March sometime. 10 right. o'clock by it. How about you, Buzz?
I said until he has a stroke.
Oh.
Hey, look at my boner.
One BM, two strokes, and a boner.
That sounds like a Christmas
solid
song.
BM.
Sounds like my weekend. That was terrific, Mike, but no matches there.
One BM, one boner, and two strokes.
The SPIWAC weekend.
See you on Monday. Bill.
Go ahead.
What a marvelous opportunity for you to charge ahead. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. It's no secret around the mighty WJFK that acting general manager Alan Linewand is a snazzy dresser.
Okay.
Okay? He gets it honestly. He gets it from his dad. Yes, sir, Alan's dad always wore a coat and tie. It's a shame that Alan's dad didn't wear a blank.
What do you want us to think of here? I'm missing it here.
Okay, it's no secret.
Oh, hold on. I'm in.
It's no secret around WJFK.
I'm so in, and if you don't get it, this is not like the Tim Sabian one.
Okay. I'll read it again. It's no secret around WJFK that acting general manager Alan Linewand is a snazzy dresser, and he gets this from his father. Alan's dad always wore a coat and a tie. It's just a shame that Alan's dad didn't wear a
black. I'm so in. But it's a good chance to hear this groovy music.
I love the music. It's a shame that Alan's dad...
Guys, this is not like the Tim Sabian one.
But you didn't get it at first.
I know, but...
It took me a second.
It's a shame that Alan's father, his dad, didn't wear a blank.
All right, I'm in, but I don't know if I'm tracking.
All right, Buzz, Mike. Buzz and Mike.
You know, I'm trying to think about what the match is.
Yeah.
And I'm out. I have no idea.
Oh, you know what, Rob? We're going to have to disqualify this question because neither Buzz nor Mike
can help
with an answer.
It's very easy to pull another question out.
The correct answer was, I believe, he forgot to wear a condom.
That
was it, right?
Exactly.
I forgot. All right. Yes. All right.
No problem. But we can move on. We can go to an emergency question. Bill?
Right.
No hard feelings, I hope.
Bill, incidentally, did you have condom?
Yes, I said condom.
Sorry, Bill.
Oh, my God.
I apologize.
Pretty easy.
Congratulations to legendary actor and friend of the Don and Mike show, Frank Gorshin. I don't know if you read it in the paper yesterday, but he's currently appearing in his one-man Broadway show about the life of George Burns. True. This surprised many people who thought that Gorshin's next gig would be blank.
I'm in.
Congratulations to legendary actor and friend of the show, Frank Gorshin, currently appearing on Broadway in a show about the life of George Burns. This surprised many people who thought that Gorshin's next gig would be blank. Hold your answer, please, Bill.
I'm in.
And simply waiting now on doughy-headed Joe Archer.
I'm in.
All right, Rob.
Is the panel right?
Yeah, we are.
Very good, Bill. What did you think Frank Gorshin's next gig would be?
I don't know. Dead?
Would be death. His next gig.
Dead or deaf?
Dead.
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 His next gig would be dead. Not grammatically correct. What did you say, Don? Do you have dead Frank Gorshin?
Well, judges, you might want to give that. I said his next gig would be a funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a match. I think so.
That's a match.
There you go. There's a match for Bill. How about you, Mike?
I said his next gig would be in a coffin.
There you go.
Also a match. How about you, Joe?
I said death.
Death is a very good match. How about you, Bubba?
I said dead.
There you go.
Very good.
Obviously no hard feelings on Bill's behalf because he moves ahead 4-0. Mike, I need you to pick A or B.
Let's go with A.
A.
This is an exciting clue because it involves a panelist.
All right.
Very good.
Let me guess who.
Joe Ardinger had an embarrassing situation.
Oh, no.
The last time that he flew first class to Los Angeles.
He only flies first class.
That's all he'll do.
Yeah.
The flight attendant comes up to him and says, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to check that blank. It won't fit in the overhead compartment.
I'm in.
Of course I'm in.
Well, you were there. Mike, are you familiar with Joe Artinger's work? Joe Artinger had an embarrassing situation the last time he flew first class to Los Angeles. The flight attendant came up to him and said, "You're going to have to check that blank, sir. It won't fit in the overhead compartment." Is the panel right?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, what's your answer? He's going to have to check his what?
Man, I'm going to have to say bag of weed.
His bag of weed.
Bag of weed.
That's going to have to be an awfully large bag of weed.
I was going to say hookah pipe, but we'll go bag of weed.
Mm-hmm. Bag of weed with wheels on it. How about you, Don? Do you have Joe's bag of weed?
Oh, but I said he'd have to check his bong.
Oh, bong. So close, but not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said he's going to have to check his bong.
Good picture.
How about you, Buzz?
I'm sorry. Joe, rather. Forgive me.
Oh, of course. I've played this game long enough to know that I've got to check my bong.
There you go. No,
I don't want to know how I got it through security.
That's right. How about you, Buzz?
Just a wild guess. I said bong.
Bag of weed.
Bag of weed.
Yeah, you blew it. You had a chance right there.
Also a great answer. All right. Are you ready, Bill?
Yes.
Mazel tov. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas are expecting their second child.
Mazel tov.
And they plan to name it after Michael's famous dad, Kirk Douglas.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, they're going to call the baby blank.
Okay,
I'm in. All right. Now Buzz is the only one that's left standing.
Bill, you a fan of Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Hey, who's not?
Really?
Really? I think she's just lovely.
What are you, a fag?
She is beautiful, but I saw her in one movie with Michael Douglas.
Well said.
Boy, that one, Traffic?
Yep.
Oh, you gotta see her in something else.
Yeah. Mazel tov. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas
are waiting on Buzz.
I'm in.
Second child this spring. Oh, good. Flannels, right? They plan to name the child, Bill, after Michael's famous dad, Kirk Douglas. They're gonna call the baby blank. What did you say, Bill?
Yeah.
Panel likes this one, huh?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Julius Caesar.
Well, it's a chance for the other guy to come back.
That is. It's very
good. Look at it that way.
Very good. Do you have a Julius Caesar, Don?
I said they named the baby Stroke.
Oh.
All right.
Perhaps that's what the writers were looking for.
It's funny before it was revealed, Rob, and it's funny now.
What say you?
Baby Stroke. Another chance to do a stroke.
There it is. Drooling. There.
And you see the cleft?
Yeah. I am part of this.
Named the baby Stroke.
Stroke.
Oh, excellent. It's bad when you get stroke.
Yeah, I know.
How about you, Buzz?
I may have taken it too far. I said vegetable. Perhaps that's a bit harsh.
Buzz,
pretty good.
Congratulations. That is the second laugh track you've received.
That's good, Joe.
Perhaps,
wow. Good, Buzz.
Perhaps looking ahead.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. You really got to get on the stick here. I need you to pick A or B.
Oh, shoot. Let's go B.
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 I think you picked wisely. Let's do this one. It looks like Buzz Burbank is in trouble again.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid so. When they picked up that hot tub after Monday's show, they found the filter was jammed full of blank.
Oh, I'm in.
Did you hear that show on Monday there, Mike?
Sure did.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
Heck yeah, I wish it was me.
Yeah, me too. I also wish it was you. It looks like Buzz Burbank was in trouble again. When they picked up the hot tub after Monday's show, they found that the filter was full of blank.
Buzz, are you in?
Yes.
Joe, you in?
Yes.
Mike,
we're all ready.
All right, Mike, I want you to answer carefully. It looks like Buzz Burbank is in trouble again. When they picked up the hot tub after Monday's show, they found that the filter was full of blank. What say you?
Oh. Top of my head, I'm about to say intestines.
Oh, my God.
Dumbass.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Wow. You dumbass.
Wow.
Intestines. Don, do you have a big handful of Michael Elston's intestines?
Now, come on. It was full of Buzz's spunk.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to change that filter. How about you, Mike?
I said it was full of DNA.
Is that Buzz?
That's Buzz.
Yes.
That's the young Buzz Burbank.
Like my hair? It used to look like that.
I was afraid it was one of the ladies. How about you, Joe?
I said it was full of, can we still say this on the radio?
Yeah.
Jizz.
Yeah.
Jizz.
Yeah, yes, I'm you can say that. Yeah, well, maybe you are. How about you, Buzz?
I went a different way. I said weed.
Weed, also a good answer.
Thinking it would be a match. That's what everybody says.
Well, you should have said intestines.
Okay. Yes. Like leaving it in the laundry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, Bill, you already won. We've got one more clue. if you want to do it, or we can just move them on.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's try it.
All right. Let's just really rub it in for Mike.
Hey,
you want to, Bill?
Hold on. Hold on. Let's see now. Which guy's already won?
Bill's already won.
All right. So, Bill, congratulations. You won a trip to Miami from Corona Light. You will play the Super Match for $250. Now we're going to, let's see, we'll make Mike, we're going to put your bonus prizes up here.
All right.
That you're going to play for the bonus prizes. If you don't win this one, you're not going to get the bonus prizes.
Oh, so does he get a bonus prize for every match he gets of the four panels?
No, no, no. I mean, he would get parting gifts.
Okay.
Like the Sopranos prize pack.
But we got to go to Supermatch, too, right? With the other guy.
Yeah,
we will.
Just and he'll be playing for money.
Yes. This is just a bonus question here.
Right. Okay, are you ready, Mike?
And Mike is playing for his parting gifts.
It's basically, and it's completely subjective. We're going to judge him on his answer.
You know, we've had Mike now for six rounds, and he's not given us very many good answers, so maybe he can prove himself here.
Now it's still going to be Mike against Bill.
When they go to the, and they're going to be playing for money.
No. Bill's already won.
Right.
Bill will play Supermatch by himself for the money.
All right.
We have one extra question.
Right.
And we're going to let Mike and Bill play an extra freebie round now, and Mike's playing for...
And whoever wins, this is basically playing for the consolation prize.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And if Mike doesn't win this round, then he doesn't even get a consolation prize.
He goes away completely empty-handed.
Empty-handed.
All right. Well, then, Mike, let's make Bill go first. Pick A or B.
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 And here we go. Bill.
B.
Are you ready, Bill?
Yes.
Happy days are here again for Radio's Mike O'Mara. He's finally gotten his TiVo up and running. I think that's terrific, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Now, if he can only get someone to fix his blank.
I'm in.
Happy days are here again for Radio's Mike O'Mara, as he has finally gotten his TiVo up and running. Now, if he could only get someone to fix his blank. Hold your answer, please,
I'm in,
Bill.
I'm in.
His penis.
Hold it.
Idiot.
Don't answer yet, dumbass.
From
our winner. Yes, sir.
Martin, I'm in. Okay, everybody's ready.
Bill, you're from Jersey, right?
Yes.
You have any land out in California?
No, I don't.
Sound a little... You have to sound a little Sacramento in you.
Yeah, maybe
just stay home in Sacramento.
Just a touch. All right.
That's on his mom's side.
Is the panel right?
Yeah, yes. We're ready.
All right, Bill, happy days are here again for Radio's Mike O'Mara, having finally gotten his TiVo up and running. Now, if only he could get someone to fix his blank. What say you, Bill?
His penis.
His penis.
Right. Okay, do you have Mike's penis over there with Sam Hunt's penis done?
No, I don't. And I have the funny answer, the answer that'll make you, well...
Make me mad?
I don't think it'll make you mad.
All right, go ahead. Give me both.
First is it fixes liver.
Okay, good answer.
And then I said, fixes broken heart.
Oh, I might have gotten one that nobody was thinking of because it's so personal to me.
What's that?
Fix my Duke. Have my broken Duke.
Now, do you have someone come out to fix that?
Yeah, you got to make house calls.
Have to leave that at the shop.
And then finger.
How about you there, Joe?
Well, from one who could use a little fixing in this area, his liver. And
liver!
Is that his liver or is his face?
That's his liver.
Okay, very good.
Looking at the big picture, I said life.
Oh, that's cooler than broken heart.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
Mel, I'm taking some shots at him this
now, time. Mike.
I'm ready.
All you need to do is get one correct.
Give it to me. I'm ready.
This was the most warmest, fuzziest moment is when Don said broken heart.
I know.
All you need to do is get one right.
Well, it is broken, guys.
To get your going away gifts.
And I gotta do it. My boss will kill me if I don't.
All right. What do you do for a living there, Mike?
I am a steel worker.
Attaboy.
Good. Here we go. Are you ready?
Sure am.
Good news, Mike. Troubled rocker Tommy Lee and his ex-wife Pamela have finally reached their divorce settlement.
Penis.
And according...
That's my answer. Penis.
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 Is it another penis?
This is a penis question, Ron.
Is it a penis, Ron?
And this was, you know, we weren't supposed to play this question.
Penis? Is it penis?
Yes.
It's your record for penis questions.
It's not, though. It's not. No. There's only three of them in the
you
whole game.
You have another one?
I have one more.
All right, go to one more.
Okay, hold on. Right all
as soon as you said Tommy Lee, I lose his penis.
Yeah. You are fascinated with the penis.
I am. You're obsessed with the penis. You're a penis file.
I am. I am indeed. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Don't use the word penis on this one.
Is it scrotum?
It's not.
Okay.
It could be. Maybe for you.
Bong?
It's a word to the wise, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go trick-or-treating at Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen's house this Halloween.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Mike, you familiar? Okay, here we go. Here's a word to the wise. Don't go trick-or-treating at Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen's house this Halloween. He's handing out blanks this year.
All right, I'm in. Sam Huff's penis.
You familiar with Sonny Jurgensen, Mike?
A little bit, just from the show.
Yeah, where are you from again, Mike?
Rochester, New York.
You only need to match one out of the four of us to win your prize this year.
All right.
Buzz, you in?
I'm in.
Joey?
I'm in.
Mike?
I'm in.
All right.
Everybody's in. All right, Mike. You can really redeem yourself here.
I do.
So concentrate. Here's a word to the wise. Don't go trick-or-treating at Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen's house this Halloween. He's handing out blanks this year. What do you say, Mike?
Pieces of stomach.
He's the worst player we've ever had. How did he make it through the first
Isn't that one who was puking and throwing up pieces of the stomach?
No, that's Pat Summerall.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Somebody
God almighty.
No consolation prizes for you. And totally deserved.
Pat Summerall.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Consolation prize.
All right, well, this is going to be very, very shocking to see what people say here.
Yeah.
Don, what answer do you have?
I said Sonny was handing out teeth.
Oh, teeth. Come and knock on his door. How about you, Mike? What do you
say? I said this year Sonny's handing out dentures.
Oh, I should have said that.
How about you, Joe?
I said handing out cigars.
Yeah, oh. Well, yeah.
One per bag. How about you there, Mike?
I said,
Buzz.
I said teeth.
Teeth. Teeth. Okay.
There you go. You blew it, Mike.
Yes, go ahead, Mike. You get no gifts at all. Goodbye forever.
Before you let me go, real quick, Craig Wilson was on our local news radio station. You guys are dead on with your imitation of him.
Great. Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Sorry, I disappointed you.
That's all right.
I'll never call again.
Goodbye, ass.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
All right, Bill, now, the good news is you've won the 3-day, 2-night trip for two to Miami, Florida. Yeah, with round-trip air and hotel accommodations.
Wow.
Courtesy of Corona Life, right, providing you with an out-of-the-ordinary experience. The question is, will you win $250? You will play Super Match with one member of the panel when we come right back. Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Average.
Have a night. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't f*** with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America.
The Don and Mike Show.
They suck hard and lavish attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Right, right. Right. We might have time in this break for some hot butt plug action.
Wow, really?
But I've got that website that I've never gone to.
Very exciting.
A few times in the show's history, we're actually running on time today.
Excellent.
And in an effort to make sure that that never happens, so I feel more comfortable running late.
I know you do.
All right, I just found it, the butt plug stuff. Oh, I forgot we got to finish match game. And joining us is Bill.
Yeah.
From New Jersey, who listens on WYSP. He's already won a trip to Miami. Now he's playing for $250 in cash on his trip. And Rob?
Yes.
What does he do now?
What he needs to do, Bill, you've had a good time. You spent a long time with all the celebrities. I need you to choose the one that you think you are most likely to match. I need you to pick Don, Mike, Joe, or Buzz.
Hello? I'm going to pick Don.
Okay, very good.
Good
so, Don, what you need to do now is I'm going to read you the Supermatch clue, and you need to lock in your answer and conceal it.
All gotcha. Right? All right, Robbie.
All right, I need you to listen, Bill. Don't answer anything yet, Bill, and Don, just write your answer down. The match is blank ocean. Blank ocean.
That's a hard one. I'm in with the first thing I thought.
It's the way to play it. You are locked in?
Yeah.
All right, now, Bill, what we're going to do here is all the other three celebrities are going to offer you suggestions. Then you can choose one of their suggestions or go out on your own. But what you need to do to win the $250 is to match Don Geronimo with the first suggestion, Mike O'Mara.
It's the first thing that popped into my head. I'm going to say Billy.
Billy Ocean, the singer. Good suggestion. Joe.
Honestly, that was one of two things that popped into my head. The other one,
that makes me very happy.
The other one was Atlantic.
Atlantic. Almost as famous as Billy.
Right.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Not quite, though.
And Joe? I'm sorry, I messed up again. Buzz.
My first two thoughts being taken, I'll say Pacific.
You mean you thought Billy Ocean before Pacific Ocean?
My very first thought.
Room full of disc jockeys. That's what that is.
Yeah, maybe it is.
All right, Bill, Don is locked in his answer. The three suggested answers that have been given you are Billy Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, or Pacific Ocean. You can go with one of those or go out on your own. No pressure.
I think Billy and Pacific both suck. And I'm going to go with Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean. Now, Don, if you said Atlantic Ocean on your card, he's got $250 to spend in Miami, and that buys a good hooker. What do you say?
Enjoy getting laid.
All right.
There you go.
Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic. Way to go, you man.
That's right. Outstanding. Bill.
Yeah.
Enjoy your $250 and your trip to Miami. And thanks for listening to the show on 94 WISP.
Hey, listen, before you go, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know, when you guys first came on the show on WISP,
yeah.
Everybody called in and said that you sucked.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear an opinion now about that.
Well,
I think you guys are doing a great job.
Well, the ratings came out the other day, and our ratings are up. So we are very,
very happy.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. And I got the closing stuff here.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to say thank you. All money won by me goes to those charities for
right.
Ken. And
you're selfless.
Ken and for Jay. And also
Jay, Ken and Gail and Bill.
And everybody else. And here you
Match
go.
Match Game is a Mark Goods and Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
That's a bad edit. What did you listen right here? It says
Match Game is a Mark Goods and
that's
Bill
right.
Todman television production.
That's a really
Stay
crappy edit.
Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Because he used to say Match Game 98.
I haven't had him updated in 4 years.
When I had Dude cut the copy, I said, let's go ahead and cut it through 2002. But I want you to know that when we enter year five,
yeah.
all new Match Game elements.
There you go.
Right.
Something to look forward
Very
to.
Excited.
Right, thank Billy you. Ocean.
Let me please say, Joe, thank you, and get out of here.
Thank you.
Go back and do your nominal job. Now, this is a big moment for the radio station, WJFK, mm-hmm. here in D.C. Not quite sure why it's such a big moment, but I've been told it's a big moment.
And we have a big moment?
Yes, we do. Joining us now is Jason Tony, who is the assistant something here.
What is your official title, Jason?
Jason Tony.
Yeah, assistant Jason, Operations Manager.
Jason Tony, and yes. Jason is here to introduce...
This woman?
Yes.
Megan. Wow.
Megan.
Our new spokesmodel.
Wow. And Megan is what?
Our new spokesmodel.
Our new spokesmodel. So our radio station now has a spokesmodel.
Let's give her a nice round of applause.
There she is. Let me say, much in the tradition of speaking of WYSP, what's the YSP girl's name, Mike?
It's,
Tanya.
Tanya. Now WJFK has our own spokesmodel.
Wow, we've never had a spokesmodel before.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What duties do you have?
You want headphones, Megan? She does. She'd like headphones. Already a diva.
Diva.
Yeah.
Diva alert.
Where would I sit down?
Now you skated in here.
Yes.
They have her on rollerblades.
On rollerblades, yeah.
Is that what you're always going to be wearing is rollerblades?
Until they catch the sniper man, yeah.
Oh, really?
All right. She's a hot,
very
cute, hot cute girl.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I wanted to hear what music you guys were playing.
And there she is, Miss America.
Yeah.
skating on air.
What exactly duties do you have being Miss?
You said duties.
WJFK or whatever, spokesmodel, whatever you are.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I am going to be at all the Redskins game. I was there last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have two big promos coming up for Halloween.
Yes.
Bono.
You're going to be
Bono and the Irish Canal. Yeah. I just found this out. I'm sorry.
Now, is Jason going to be your bodyguard?
Has been an excellent bodyguard.
Jason Zoni, now.
What a surprise that is.
See, here he goes.
That Jason would be hanging out with you all the time.
It's a shocker.
He's good.
Let's find out a little bit about you, Megan. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, and do you have is there a man in your life?
My daddy.
Oh,
your daddy.
Besides that, no, I do not have a significant.
Are you going to wear?
Come on now.
Are you going to wear skimpy outfits when you go out to be Miss WJFK?
Not at the Redskins game because it was chilly when we were there last time. So,
but like if you're indoors, you know, we can count on you wearing hot outfits every time.
I'll look hot. Yeah. I can do the hot thing for you. Yeah.
And you have no problem being an object. at this point, you are simply...
You guys are objects. Come on now.
No. I mean, join the club.
Right? No. We're not objects. We're national treasures.
We started as objects.
We were objects early in our careers. And
now we're national.
Was it about 2 years ago we became actually a national treasures? Is that what it is?
Distinction. You are an object. You will be there to represent our radio station.
Yes, to represent the radio station.
And to make...
Yeah, you guys weren't available to be at the Halloween promotion. So
to make...
Well, and you're a hell of a lot better looking than we are, so that's
young great. Men across the metro area feel growth in their pants.
Right. Those are the territory, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Megan, I'm afraid that I must ask you to take the official sex quiz.
You want to ask me to take it, or I?
Are you eating candy in the what is that?
It's sugar, Pixie Sticks.
Pixie Sticks.
See, here's the thing. You guys out there listening, you can't tell that she's hot, but
she's
might be able
hot,
to tell
gentlemen.
That she's hot through her attitude.
Oh yeah.
Actually, we did put up some pics on the unofficial website 1067wjfk.com.
That worthless website.
Yeah.
Our radio station's website is the most worthless website in the world.
I didn't even know we had a website.
Well, the first time Jason told me to check it out, it was something about check out something with Maryland Lottery, and that was all that was there.
That's all that was there, like an advertiser, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Have they updated it, Jason?
Oh,
there she is.
We got the pictures up of Megan, and that's pretty much all we did.
Hey, there's a lot of pictures of her.
Hot photos.
A lot of pictures of her in bikinis, like in a waterfall and stuff like that.
May I see?
Yeah, may I see first? Excuse me? Like, Mr. Horn Dog?
Hey, F you.
What do you mean, F you?
Don't be mean to me. I'm just saying I wanted to see
you. Hold on. Don't say F you to me.
F you.
You have been exceedingly horny.
F you.
You have been exceedingly horny.
Yes, okay. Walk a mile in my shoes. I have a tragic life.
Come on with the F you.
F you.
Hey, don't F you me.
F you. F me. F you.
F you. F me.
This is some higher education we're giving out to the audience here.
All right. Very nice pictures.
What was that, honey?
Lovely.
Higher education.
There we are.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I can't believe you said F you to me over that.
Well, you know, you're talking about the fact that we've said F you to each other over the years many, many times. You can help.
I know I can, but I mean, you deliberately embarrassed me in front of a spokesmodel.
This is our... I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I think we're both like a little taken aback.
Sure.
I mean, come on now.
Well, yeah. Damn, you are hot.
Thank you.
You are.
And now
he says as he crumples up everything.
No, it's all right. We'll turn out more.
It's all right.
We'll get more. Are you ready to take the quiz?
Oh,
yeah. There we go. Let's find out a little bit about Megan. She's going to be the new WJFK object.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, have you ever been in the three-way or enjoyed group sex?
No, I have not.
Please answer honestly.
I'm answering honestly.
We have. Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
No, I have not.
Really?
No.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
Why am I taking this?
Everyone does.
Everyone does.
Everyone does.
Yes.
You can do it.
Oh, everyone does.
Yes.
Oh, let me join the club of everyone. Right. No.
No. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
In my parents' home? Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Interracial?
Yes.
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 Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
No.
What is it? Is it just yes, no, yes?
Yes, yes, no answers, and then we'll ask you a special question at the end.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
A public place?
Yeah.
Dang, no.
I'm like, who is really all horned off
like,
comments
what,
aside?
I'm like,
who is the celebrity you think she resembles? I think she looks like Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I think that's exactly who she looks like.
Is that her name?
I think a little Mandy Moore in there, too, wouldn't you say?
Little Heather Graham also. Yeah. Little Heather Graham and...
Jason Tony says a little Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore? No, I think more like... and what is the name of Goldie Hawn's daughter?
Kate Hudson.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No. No-no.
Good.
Good yesterday, for you. The Playboy triplets, every one of them had, right?
Yes, they did.
Well,
all three of them.
The Dom,
yeah, the Dom triplets.
Good for you. That's where food comes out. Remember that. Miss WJFK?
I love her.
Do you swallow?
Do I swallow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pixie sticks?
My pixie sticks, yeah.
But you know what we mean.
No.
No, she says no.
No. Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No.
Oh. And finally, to the
Pure
nearest...
a driven snow.
To the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, or 1,000... What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
To estimate to the what? I'm sorry.
Number of people you've had sex with.
You can go to 10.
5, 10, 15. The closest would be 5.
5?
That would be the closest.
Oh, my God. You've got a saint.
You're kidding.
I'm 24 years old. I'm not as old as you guys.
We have a... Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
That's nice.
Thanks, whore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not as old as you guys.
Oh, this is not going well at all.
Can I ask you guys this? The sex?
We've taken it. Buzz, what was our wonderful spokesmodel's...
How did Megan do?
Sister Megan has set a new record with 3 yes answers and 5 partners.
Absolutely pure.
Is your family listening? Is that...
No, I don't... You guys come in Florida?
Skeptical.
Do you guys come in Florida?
We've been on in different places in Florida. We're not sure right now. Are we on anywhere in Florida now?
I think we are somewhere.
Right. Old people love Florida.
Old people love Florida.
Well, Megan, it was very nice.
My dad is in Florida.
I hope you enjoyed your visit, and good luck in your travels. What is the official title, Jason?
She's the WJFK spokesmodel.
The WJFK spokesmodel.
Well, I can't tell you how many years Mike and I have been saying that's what the station needs to get us over the top.
This is going to be the next step for us, I think.
Over the top.
Absolutely. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
We've sat down and we've managed to, you know what? Get us a beautiful girl with an attitude, and this is going to be gangbusters.
It's going to be fantastic.
It was nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you, Megan, and good luck. Come by and visit anytime. Thank you very much.
Bye, thanks.
Goodbye. A pleasure.
Goodbye. Nice meeting you, Megan.
Thank you very much.
Folks,
thanks.
Model Megan.
Bye.
Gonna be
She's
going to
skate
of her.
Out of here now.
Bye-bye.
She's going to skate. She's going to skate out.
Right. As long as there's a sniper.
Hey, Megan. Bye-bye. Megan. 5 partners my ass, okay? Gotcha. Right. Yeah, I believe that.
Well, that didn't go well at all.
Well, that went as well as
could be expected.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, the age difference.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's where it went bad.
Oh, dear.
Don't you think that's where it went south? Where?
I don't think...
I'm not as...
I think it was over before it started.
Yeah. I really do.
Well, who else is going to introduce her? I mean, we're like the only local show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
New spokesmodel, Megan. She's cute.
She is pretty.
She is sweet.
She's cute.
So, it was fine. It went fine. It went just fine.
I don't know.
Some kind of energy that...
she'll grow into it like Tanya does at WYSP. No, you don't think so, Mike?
Come on now.
You would know better.
Come on.
You would know better.
Who are you talking about there? For me, the horn doggy.
Now, listen, really. You have been...
You never know what pushes my buttons, do you? After 18 years...
I don't.
Suddenly, and I don't know myself, you'll say something. But you know what? After all that, it really wasn't worth my getting upset now, was it? When you really look back at it in retrospect, did I bother to get upset?
When you get down to the Chewy Center.
Get down to the Chewy Center, thank you. There you go. After that,
you really cracked my ass up.
Thank you, my brother.
You cracked my ass up. I mean, and I say bravo to you, sir.
Absolutely.
I say bravo to you, sir.
Right back to you.
Bravo to you, sir.
Right.
Great.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops, I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, we just had a very awkward moment with a brand new spokesmodel for the radio station.
Yeah. And,
is that the spokesmodel or the spokesbitch?
Oh, now stop
now,
it.
Now, please.
Stop that.
Seems like a lovely girl.
Yes. I mean, not a chance to prove herself.
I guess that's all she has to be is lovely.
Mm-hmm. She, you know, and I think perhaps overwhelmed at the situation. That's why she made the old comment.
We're so much older than she is.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha, honey. Hello. Oh, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that lady was a stupid.
Now, hey. That's enough of that.
Everybody's piling on
I'm sure management doesn't approve of this
well,
right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Okay.
We're doing great.
Hey, you're a phone screener, Joe.
Yes.
How smart is he?
He's borderline retarded.
We always say
he's not retarded.
Dumb as a sack of hammers.
I called him, I called in about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And got through on the guest, the sound thing, and...
Yeah.
He was supposed to send me something. He kept telling me, 6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get a Blockbuster card, and it's been about 5.5 weeks now.
Right. And if Joe said 6 to 7, why are you calling after 5?
Because normally when I win stuff from you that's small, like a Blockbuster.
Oh, we have a prize pig here.
Week.
So let me get it straight. If what I'm hearing now would be that it's all about you.
No.
Have you met Megan?
I'm just wondering if you sent it to
Have you met Megan, the new spokesmodel for WJFK?
Yeah, I heard about her.
Right, okay. Yeah.
You know, if we had ties on right now, we'd be grabbing them, just going,
hello, Don and Mike show.
That was a really cold experience.
Yes, it was, Dennis. Dennis, that's a good observation.
Yeah, but
it's a good observation.
But she's cold.
Did you see her picture on the web, Dennis?
Yes, I saw her picture. Uh-huh. She's okay.
I'm
but
sure she is.
She has an attitude.
I'm sure she's very nice. It was just an overwhelming situation, and it just, you know, sometimes things like that don't always go well.
I agree, Mike.
I think with time, as Don said,
sure.
With time she will grow into the position
as she becomes older.
By the way, I'm a year older than Lalo.
Oh, it's your birthday.
By the way, who cares?
Okay.
By the way, where's our Christmas presents?
Oh, I'm cracking up for that.
Hold on, it is
October. Wait a minute, did we not get any?
No.
I gave you a present, Mike.
From last year?
No, I gave him that Jewish foreman for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, for my birthday. But about...
He still owes us Christmas presents from last year.
Yeah. Do you owe us Christmas presents, Dennis?
Well,
yes, you do.
That's true.
I still do, correct.
Somebody's going to be sleeping in the doghouse until he gets those presents here.
We need birthday presents for another man's birthday.
That's right.
A man named Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Hey, Luke Christ.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm going to go see Georgia Kent and Maryland, guys.
Oh, enjoy.
Section 310, Road 27.
I love it when he announces where he's going to be at the stadium.
He hasn't done that in a long time. Everybody go out and see Dennis tonight.
Bye, Dennis.
Okay, and Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
You're wonderful, as always.
Yeah, right back at you.
And Mike?
What a weird segment this has been.
Huh?
What? Exactly.
Remember that walk we had a couple weeks ago? And you want to kick me out and put blood on my hand and say, hey, I'm missing a hand. You remember that?
What?
Do you remember that? Here's all I understood. Do you remember the walk we took a couple of weeks ago when you said you wanted to put a glove on my hand?
Blood.
No,
blood.
Blood. Put blood on my hand so you can show everyone, oh, this guy's missing his hand.
Like it's a practical joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, a side gag.
Yeah, what about it?
Are you still up for that?
You mean like for Halloween?
Oh, you know what? I bet you said that to him when you were loaded at the party.
No, I remember that.
Party on the street.
I remember when I said it to him, and I said it would be a good gag for you to go out and do that.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to hang out with you. That wasn't your interpretation.
No, I did. I actually did. I wanted you to hang out with me,
Goodbye. But
not now.
Oh, Mike.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Oh, my cell phone's going out. Okay.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Hello.
You know, I learn a lesson every time I speak with him privately. Don't.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Dynamite, this is Jamie. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hi, Jamie.
I just want to let that big pussy who called earlier about his prize not coming in 6 to 7 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I got my prize in a week and a half.
Ah, well.
You're bitching.
All right, thank you. All right, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Don, Mike.
Or as I like saying, quit your Meganing.
Don?
Oh. Man, what a Megan that is.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
It's shuffleboard night at the home tonight. Are you still coming?
We're very old.
Yes.
Oh, my.
We're very old.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Dear me. My, oh, my.
Well, I've been kidding.
Goodbye. Mm. Last call. Don and Mike show. Hello. All right, and that's how it ends today.
It's rude.
Time to go to the newsroom.
And so it goes.
To the news cubicle.
Yeah.
You think they're doing high fives up on the third floor right now?
Oh, dear.
Hey, we did the best we could. You know what I mean? Can't help it.
Yeah.
She's got an attitude, man.
Oh, God.
It's time for Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. That's me.
He made it up.
You know, I'm looking at her picture on the website.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely. Nice. She can have an attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's that hot.
Absolutely.
I got a guy who says he has some breaking news. I don't know if it's real or not. Dale.
Buzz.
Yes.
Breaking news, man.
Yes.
Giant bird sighting in Fairfax. Swooping over Braddock Road.
It's here.
Thank you, my friend.
All of humanity.
I knew it.
The pterodactyl. Yeah. Just following up on yesterday's buzzcast.
Right.
What is your lead story today?
Today, the president's niece goes back to jail.
Okay. Oh, that means we got the Bush tapes ready. Okay.
Right.
Stay tuned, everybody. stay tuned.
This
hold on.
Hey. The Don and Mike.
Stop. Don't go to break yet. What happened to this one? Look at this. This machine just had a stroke.
It's jammed. I think the whole studio's been affected.
It's jammed. We've been meganized.
Oh, God.
Okay, stay tuned.
Now it's got a cue back on. But you know, we have standards.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
And
stay tuned for news and comments
coming
up on the Don and Mike show.
That was very
ultra professional.
This is the Don and Mike show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah. And
I'll drink to that.
Rich with floating particles. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for the Buzz News Show. Buzz Girdley tonight brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax.
Yes,
Veramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hello there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Presidential niece Noelle Bush was handcuffed and taken to jail today after being convicted of breaking parole. Noelle, who's the daughter of Florida governor and presidential brother Jeb Bush, got hold of some crack cocaine while inside a drug treatment center.
Oh, is that true, honey?
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Nice. Well, how you doing? Are you feeling any better?
Noelle Bush? Crack? You had crack? Is that the story, Buzz?
That's the story, yes. What does she have to say for
herself? What does she have to say about it? I'm curious.
She's still requeuing.
Wait, take off my clothes.
There she is.
An interesting response.
Oh, Noelle, come on, give it a try.
Come on, Noelle.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
No problem. Anyway, go ahead, Buzz. I'm sorry.
Noelle apologized in court. Her lawyer asked for leniency. The judge gave her 10 days behind
bars. Would you mind helping me?
Sure. Helping you with what? Now, this is like the conversation with Megan. This is a very one-sided conversation. Help you with what?
What?
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Oh, my. Yeah, but you're in some sort of penal facility.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Okay, sure.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Not at all.
Of course.
Not at all. Buzz?
Yes. One step forward, two steps back in the hunt for the D.C. sniper. That was
Oh, my God.
Police now say the descriptions we've heard are all wrong. That includes the cream-colored van with the burned-out taillight and the olive-skinned shooter one witness says he saw.
Wait, you're asking me.
No, I'm not.
You didn't hear that?
This is what police are saying now.
They're saying cream-colored van, the taillight out.
Yeah?
Forget about it.
You are absolutely asking.
Throw it out the window.
They say the witness made it up. They say they're considering pressing charges against this witness.
Some F out in Seven Corners for whatever reason.
You are missing.
Made it up.
They haven't actually pressed the charges yet, and there have been some theories that maybe this is just what we're being told.
You
know, they are being today. I heard the press conference today. They're more tight-lipped today than I've ever heard. They said nothing. And I don't know what that means.
Right.
Whether that means they're any closer to it, but it was pretty interesting today. When I heard that too, I'm like, you mean, you remember that night when we were all thinking about the light-colored van and the tail light,
especially the tail light, right?
Yeah. The guy described the man, described the gun. All made up.
So that's been the third day, no shootings now, thus far.
No shootings.
For the third day in a row.
No progress.
Okay.
On a brighter note, the 13-year-old boy who was wounded last week is getting better.
That's good.
The boy's condition today was upgraded from critical to serious.
Great.
He's one of two people wounded by the sniper. Nine people have died.
That really is. And I think everybody in the city is paying attention to that kid.
Yeah, everybody was pulling for this kid. The other wounded person, a woman in Virginia, was released from the hospital last week. A lot of people are ready to take matters into their own hands. In the Virginia counties where the snipers struck, there have been up to 500% increases in concealed weapons applications.
Yeah, smart, because after the guy shoots you in the head, like, you're going to have time to pull out a gun and fire back at him.
That's right.
Smart.
In Spotsylvania County, the court usually processes one application about every other day.
Right.
It processed nearly two dozen just last Friday after the sniper hit his 10th victim. Quoting a clerk, it's been crazy.
Yeah, and let's say that perhaps you're unfortunate enough to be at a gas station or something,
right,
and your loved one gets clipped.
Right.
Like, your first thought is not going to be to run over to help your loved one, your friend, your associate who's down on the ground. No, you're going to pull out the heat you're packing.
Yeah, start firing into the air.
Yeah, and you're going to fire against the cream color, whatever colored van it is.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Wrong.
Right.
Wrong. Getting a gun is not right. Wrong.
A video forensics expert says there's a good chance the sniper's been caught on camera somewhere. Investigators are using video from businesses and traffic cameras near the shooting sites to look for the killer. Some gas stations say they've pointed their cameras beyond the pumps now in hopes of capturing the sniper on tape.
It's pretty funny because it's a pretty stupid statement, too. I mean, you see those traffic cameras that they have mounted there, and you see 7 million cars lined up in traffic. Yeah, there's probably a chance that they've taken a picture of him.
He's in there somewhere.
See, you think so?
By the way, this forensics expert says the average American is caught on surveillance video 8 to 10 times a day.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, don't mean to interrupt the news segment, but I was across the street shortly after the incident at the Home Depot. I'm in Arlington, and I got a phone call, so me and my girl just drove out there just to see the commotion. And while we were out there...
Wait. Hold on just a second. See, this is where I got to jump in here.
There's a contradiction in his statement.
Yeah.
I was there when it happened, I got a phone call, and I went out to see what happened.
Right.
So technically, you weren't there when it happened.
Not the shot, but the incident as a whole is what I was referring to.
All right, now, before you continue...
Yeah.
Why would you want to go out to an area where a woman has just been killed?
And complicate things.
Well, I wasn't trying to complicate anything, but it was a natural curiosity.
And then what's your point?
All right, so why the
My call? Point was, well, the reason I was calling is I heard you guys talking about how all these false statements are being made. And while I was there, we were just trying to keep quiet, just watching everything go down. Fox News was next to us, and the guy walked by me. And, like, 5 minutes earlier, some guy came up to me and asked me if I had seen anything, because he was down
what
the street
guy?
At the restaurant.
You're saying guy, like, three times. Who are you talking about?
Just this random dude. This random guy with his girl.
And you're wondering why we are not able to get an accurate picture of the guy from eyewitnesses.
A random dude.
So you are calling us because...
I'm calling you because he was asking me if I had seen anything, hence he had not. And then very shortly afterwards, a Fox News gentleman asked me the same question for his report. I said, I did not see...
I got to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about.
All I know is that you are one dumbass.
You're not really able to express yourself well enough to really even describe what happened to you. Are you talking about...
It's hard when you guys keep interrupting.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Right, well, sure. I mean, I know you got to be entertaining and all, but I was just trying to get a point across.
We're waiting for you to make one.
First of all, Rob, give him 30 seconds. First I want to say...
Okay, the point is...
Hold on, please.
Okay.
I find it dumb that after you hear someone is shot near where you are, you would get in your car and go there, because by going there to look at it, not only is it kind of morbid, but you're mucking up the crime scene and any chance the cops have to get the guy, because it's like the phone rings and goes, oh, she was shot right down at Home Depot, I'm going down there.
I'll be honest with you, I highly doubt I mocked up any chances of law enforcement and the trajectory I took just to be, you know, across the street where there was always a large group of people next to a restaurant, just out of natural curiosity watching.
Your home out of natural curiosity. What did you expect to see?
Nothing. It was very close to where I live, I was curious.
All right,
first time that he's been in this neck of the woods. I mean, you guys sounded pretty freaked out the other day also, being that it was so close to the gas, to your radio station,
yes,
compared to where he usually is.
We didn't run to the scene to give police another person to decide whether they should question or not.
All right, I'll give you 30 seconds.
No, the police didn't question.
I'll give you 30 seconds to tell us what the point is of your phone call. Go.
The point was in reference to people stating things that they did not actually see. The guy who told me he did not see anything and asked me if I had, 5 minutes later told the Fox News guy that not only did he hear a shot, but he saw the van take off and he saw the commotion and he witnessed the incident from a rather close distance.
You can't use the S word.
Brilliant. And I was able, finally, to decipher what he was saying.
The guy, he said the S word. He said that you can make up S-H-I.
It sounds to me like this person went to the scene, spoke to an alleged witness who said, "What did you see?" "I didn't see anything." And then turned around and spoke to a television station and said he had seen things and was making it up.
Right.
Right.
So, and I'm sure they get a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, if that happened, that's terrible. I mean, but, you know, maybe there was some sort of giant gas leak in the area.
Really, when that stuff happens, we don't need you getting in your cars, anybody, over to see what's going on. I mean, I know when the one happened by that gas station, that you were out that night and you heard about it?
You know, two hours, 3 hours later.
Much later.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops.
And Don?
Yeah.
I was hungry, and that was the only place where I could get a burger.
Don and Mike, hello. I know, my point was that you weren't there.
No, I mean,
five minutes later.
Not immediate second that you had heard it.
I mean, honest to God, if you hear it, I would think anybody, as soon as that happens, he would want to
get away.
I mean, the fewer cars that are in the immediate area right after that happens,
hello?
The better it is for police.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think what people are doing, they're trying to get that reward money. See, if they say, hey, that's the van, they can get the money. Fine.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Might be right.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I guess there's one good thing that came out of that guy leaving his house and going to the scene. Getting in the way of the police, him and his girlfriend weren't home procreating.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
That is funny.
Don and Mike.
Hey, that guy's an imposter. He's calling from Sacramento. I can hear it in his voice.
All right. See you later. We got a break.
All right.
Buzz, you and your controversial news.
Yeah.
Always bringing out the loonies. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
How many times I said that the last 2 days? Now here is Buzz Megan. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the mailman may make his final deliveries this season. 14-time NBA All-Star Karl Malone says he's pretty much decided whether to retire after the coming season, but hasn't said when he'll officially announce anything.
What's up, Doc?
He also says,
how you doing?
Utah's performance
what's up, Doc?
This year will
how you doing?
Play a part in the decision.
Let me just say to all of our listeners, we know you hate this. Too bad.
Yeah.
What's up, Doc? How you doing?
Finally, did someone put laxative in the water cooler of a Florida high school football team?
Guilty.
That's the story. That's the theory, anyway, in Jacksonville, where all the boys got sick on the bus on their way to a big game. During the game, 15 of the boys got severe diarrhea, and even more of them got dehydrated. During the game, the Mustangs' uniforms were literally soiled, and key players were trying to clean themselves in the locker room while trying to hold their lead in the playoff game.
game, the Mustangs wound up losing 29-26.
Oh, man.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
What bull?
On the Don and Mike Show.
No. Have to be. No. Gotta go. Tomorrow with an all-new episode and the Friday favorites and blah, blah, blah. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I'll give it a try.
Can you?
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
That's not a sermon, just a thought.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.